Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel-Lebanon peace talks have advanced to the point where the leaders of the two countries plan to speak directly. First time that's happened in several decades. Those talks are expected later today. U.S. naval blockade has sealed off Iran's economic lifeline, the Strait of Hormuz, tight as a drum.
U.S. Central Command says no ships have made it past the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports since it was imposed. And 10 merchant vessels complied with direction from U.S. forces to turn around and re-enter Iranian waters. The blockade is intended to pressure Iran, which has exported millions of barrels of oil, mostly to Asia, since the war began February 28th.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Russia's war on Ukraine continues to rage. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in the Ukrainian capital.
Here in Kyiv, the sirens jolted people awake at 2:30 a.m., and then came a series of loud explosions. There were strikes in the south and the east of Ukraine, too, on the cities of Odessa and Dnipro. In Kyiv, the mayor says a 12-year-old boy was killed and another child rescued from the rubble of their home. In all, Russia launched more than 700 drones and missiles at Ukraine, and Ukraine sent more than 200 in the other direction.
Ukrainian officials say overall at least 16 people were killed, more than 80 others injured. Wicked weather has pummeled the nation's midsection for a third straight day. Powerful thunderstorms, destructive hail, and tornadoes rake several states. Severe weather watches and or warnings of various kinds extend from Texas up through St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Chicago eastward into the Great Lakes region. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures so far have been in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 3 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 79. S&P futures better by 6 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'd like to tell you about a man named Phineas who as a child survived the Holocaust. Phineas survived because Christians hid him from the Nazis, risking everything to save his life. Today, Phineas is in his 80s. He can no longer stand on his own or even leave his home to receive medical care. And when sirens sound and missiles fall, he doesn't have the time or the strength to reach safety. But once again, Christians are helping to save his life. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a mobile clinic brings doctors and medicine right to Phineas's doorstep, providing care that he otherwise would not receive, especially during a time of war. Phineas said, "Christians saved my life during the Holocaust, and now again, they are helping me." As Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day approaches, remember these precious children of God by lifting them up in prayer, asking for his protection, his comfort, and his peace. Stand with Israel in prayer by visiting supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The only problem on the Beltway, and this wreck was overnight on the Interloop at Perrin Parkway. It's a box truck that ran off the road, hit the guardrail right before pairing, and as you're coming up the hill from Lockraven Boulevard, two lanes are getting by, one to the center, one to the left. The cleanup continues on the right side. Just getting a report of a broken down vehicle in the roadway on the inner loop of the Beltway near I-95. So that traffic coming up from Washington Boulevard, heads up for that. There's been a wreck in Brooklyn Park, and the word right now is Ritchie Highway is closed in the area south of the intersection at Belgrove Road with a detour underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in White Marsh, 64 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brandon Scott is celebrating legislative wins for the city following the 2026 General Assembly session in Annapolis. The mayor says lawmakers passed measures that would support vacant reduction efforts, drive investment in downtown Baltimore, strengthen public safety, and crack down on traffic violations for vehicles with out-of-state state tags. Mayor Scott is thanking Governor Moore and the city's delegation for fighting on behalf of Baltimore residents. And the Washington, D.C. police lieutenant charged with the sexual solicitation of a minor and child pornography was ordered held without bail in Harford County on Wednesday. 47-year-old Matthew Mall was arrested by Harford County Sheriff deputies on Tuesday after he allegedly traveled to Maryland to meet a 15-year-old boy for sex. Investigators say the teen he communicated with was actually a sheriff's deputy. Mall faces a preliminary hearing in May, and city police continue to investigate a Wednesday afternoon shooting in West Baltimore. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 284, the pick four, 3057. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code R-E-L-I-E-F and do it today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, an extra inning long ball did the Orioles in yesterday afternoon.
Del Castillo cranks one. A 7-5 lead.
Yeah, Steve Berthume had the call on dbacks.tv. The two-run shot off Tyler Wells in the 10th was the difference as the Diamondbacks come back and take 2 of 3 from the Birds. 8-5 the final yesterday. Kyle Bradish started for Baltimore and left the game tied at 4 after 6. Jeremiah Jackson with another home run for Baltimore. This one a two-run shot. He leads the club with 14 runs driven in. After the game, manager Albernez on Wells allowing the game-winning home run.
That whole at bat, I mean, he fell behind 2-0. I just put him in a bad count, bad situation.
The loss drops the O's to 9-9 on the season as they head to Cleveland for a four-game set with the Guardians. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, the annual Ravens pre-draft luncheon. GM Eric DaCosta addressing the position the Ravens are in at number 14.
I feel like it's a sweet spot for us. We have a chance to address some positions early on, but also I'm excited about, you know, what we see in the third, fourth, and fifth rounds as well. The volume of players that we like, that we're excited about.
The last time the Ravens picked 14th was in 2022, selecting Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame. Coming up in 30 minutes, Steph Curry isn't finished yet. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning. Casey and Company, we are back again. Yes, we're at it here on this Thursday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. And coming up on this Thursday, April the 16th, 2026, in this hour, Baltimore police are warning of teen takeovers at malls and other area establishments this coming summer. A scathing report is now out on the Linden Heights fire that killed two firefighters. And it just leaves you wondering why we don't do more to equip our first responders with what they need to battle fires and crime. It is, I think, criminal negligence. Top story here today is the Democrats are scheming, once again, to remove President Trump from office. You know, maybe they tried with two impeachments. They tried with lawfare. They tried with assassination. And they have tried every step of the way. Now it's the 25th Amendment, which, of course, they didn't care about whatsoever when Chairman Joe, who could barely stand, the man, because we all saw it. We saw it during that debate. We saw the meltdown. It was so bad that Democrats completely circumvented the election process and installed a new presidential candidate in their party. But nevertheless, Maryland's Jamie Raskin is leading the way, trying to invoke the 25th Amendment, and that would be Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which basically states that Congress allows a vice president, cabinet, or a body created by Congress to declare a president unfit.
But what I've been pointing out is that the 25th Amendment also says the vice president can do the same thing with a majority of a body set up by Congress. So it's a way of bypassing the cabinet and saying Congress can set up the body. And I've introduced legislation before, back in 2017 and 2020, which I'm introducing again this week, to set up a permanent, ongoing body that would be there in the event of a problem with this or any other president.
More than 85 Democrats in Congress recently called for Trump to be impeached or removed to the 25th Amendment. Raskin's call to create a 17-member panel to assess whether the president is fit to carry out his duties is joined by 50 Democrats co-sponsoring, including four out of the seven Maryland Democrats. They are April McLean Delaney, Glenn Ivey, and Kwaisi Mfume. No word on whether Johnny Zero, Sarah Elfrith, or Steny Hoyer support it. They didn't put their names to it, but maybe they do support it. We'll just have to wait and see. But again, this is also, I think, being encouraged by the deep state. Some Republicans quietly, they're not going to put their names on it because of the political blowback, but they're cheering on the Democrats as well. And it just goes to show that they will do anything and try anything to try it, because they know that President Trump is basically
winning.
He's winning. He's winning in Iran. He's winning here at home. He's winning everywhere you go. And of course, the Senate's back in session now. The snakes in the United States Senate, not all, but the ones leading, like Thune. And here we go again with the reconciliation bills and things of that nature. No word on the SAVE Act. And we haven't forgot about that, but that's what the Democrats are truly concerned about, is that this SAVE Act passes, because that will keep them wandering the desert for the next 40 or 50 years or so. But Raskin, it's the Maryland leadership again. This is how blue Maryland has become. This is how progressively Marxist Maryland has become. You got people like Jamie Raskin, whose father was an absolute communist. They are leading the charge now to try to remove President Trump. Didn't care whether Joe Biden could even breathe. Did not care.
Just stick him up there.
Yeah, like that's all they did. They propped him up and they ran the country by auto pen. But now they want President Trump removed. And we'll tell you what Tulsi Gabbard has discovered. And we've long said it. The CIA tried to remove a sitting president here in the United States early on. All right, 6:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Good morning, Chuckles.
And good morning. The inner loop of the Beltway, this box truck was involved in this wreck overnight. Coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard to Perrin Parkway, the wreckers are there, but all this equipment is still there on the right side. Two lanes are getting by. You'll have a delay. You come down from Providence Road. You start back up the hill towards Perrin Parkway. You need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. Southwest side of the Beltway, broken down vehicle is kind of crowding the inside lane on the inner loop at I-95. So watch for that. Not a big problem yet, but if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, there is a problem there. The wreck in Brooklyn Park apparently involves a motorcyclist and is closing Ritchie Highway to the south of Belgrove Road. There are going to be detours through there. A lot of different streets around that to get around it. But for right now, that section of Ritchie Highway is shut down for the investigation. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today, low 90s again. Scattered showers maybe tonight, overnight temps in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, cooling down a bit, low 80s. Right now, 65 in Columbia and 64 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Andy Walls, he's an executive at Chevron. He's offered a solution to high gas prices. Mm-hmm. He's saying we should drive less.
Wow!
What a genius!
Yeah, good thing this guy.
How much does he get paid?
Yeah, good thing he isn't in the healthcare industry. He would be die already. Okay.
Jeez.
You'd think he wanted to drive more, upping his profits, because the oil companies right now are really raking it in.
Oh, sure.
Did you ever notice that when oil prices rise, gas prices rise almost immediately?
Yeah,
whenever they come down, it takes a long time.
So the car is not the only thing getting the hose.
Yeah, exactly. Fragile ceasefire in Iran is still holding up. That's a good thing. There's still one thing that's being blown to smithereens. That would be Eric Swalwell's career.
Oh,
toast.
No, I'm going to stop right there.
Absolute
they were so
toast.
Upset Nancy Pelosi spit her teeth out.
Twice. Kind of sucked them back in at the same time. Madonna has a new album coming out called Confessions 2.
Oh, boy.
It'll drop on July
3rd. Oh, can we get a
3rd.
Free copy?
Yeah. She's known as the queen of pop. The only thing that's popping right now is her hips when she tries to dance. She looks awful, by the way.
Yes, she does.
Stressed Generation Zers are turning to what are being called anxiety bags. The bags contain stress-relieving items like cooling candy pouches, battery-operated fans, and fidget spinners. They should take a page out of Chuck's book. He used to have an anxiety bag. A brown paper bag with a pint of Jim Beam in it.
Had an anxiety bag. She used to follow me around.
And she was obsessed with you.
Yes, she was.
By the way, DoorDash Grandma inspired a whole new business. I remember she showed up at the White House the other day delivering McDonald's. Now we have DoorDash Silver.
New from DoorDash, DoorDash Silver, your food order delivered by someone's grandparent. Every delivery includes a butterscotch candy and a complimentary anecdote about how back in their day, pizza cost a nickel. Track your order as Doris misses your street twice, drives 10 miles with her blinker on, only stopping to yell at some kids to get out of the street. With DoorDash Silver, sure, she might forget half your order, but tip her anyway. After all, Meemaw is on a fixed income. DoorDash Silver, because Social Security isn't quite enough.
Wow.
I know a lot of grandparents who are doing DoorDash. I do. It's
for real.
Well, it's part-time. You get to choose your own hours. You get a little extra income.
It's a lot of wear and tear on your car.
Yeah, well, and gas now.
Yeah, gas.
Right. But good news on gas prices. We'll hear that in the MAGA update. And yesterday we played Joe Biden. Remember, he called up a guy that looked like Barack Obama but wasn't? The most cringe-worthy impression of all time. Kamala Harris on stage the other day.
Please, God, no.
Doing an impression of what she says is President Trump. Listen carefully.
Well, he's pulled back because, you know, the way that he's thinking of foreign policy, it seems, is when he talks about America first, it's to withdraw from these relationships and these connections. And then he kind of acts like a mob boss. So then he's kind of like, well, you know, you take Eastern Europe, and I'll take the Western Hemisphere. And then you over there, you get Asia. And we'll just divide it up. Right? Instead of understanding historically, America has always been about our global leadership, imperfect though we have been.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Sounds like she needs an X-lax.
Yeah. It sounded like an older black man.
It sounded like she's nothing. Fighting for air, which, well, I won't.
It sounded nothing like Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah, so,
I thought she sounded like Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford, who needs a Miralax.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Or two.
or four.
Yeah, but there it is. Two consecutive days. It's a good thing.
That was a good thing.
We dodged a bullet, major bullet, with Biden and or Harris.
I thought she'd go away.
Every day, she
and Hillary, and it's like, you know, when you get an exterminator to come to your house, and it's like, oh my God, the fruit flies are back.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there you have it, Kamala. Keep your day job, please. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us. Here's my question with Raskin and the Maryland Democrats, not all, but some, and others now trying to remove President Trump via the 25th Amendment. He is fit as a fiddle. He's physically in good shape. He's mentally in good shape. You can tell that because he just makes the left their hair set on fire on a daily basis. But I think it is time, really, and we'll talk about this on the other side. It is really time. I used to be totally opposed to term limits because I used to say elections were term limits, but I do think we have to have a serious discussion now in our country about it. It's time to term limit Congress for a number of reasons. We'll get into it in just a second. I'm interested in your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hour here. You're listening to Casey and Company. I mean, honestly, they're trying to remove the president on the 25th Amendment, which is a joke. I think many of these members of Congress should we should impose term limits, and it's going to have to take a probably a constitutional amendment to do that, based on the way it is outlined, that members of the House run every 2 years and members of the Senate every 6 years. And so, again, I think everybody pretty much agrees that 12 years should be the limit. That would be, you know, obviously, you know, again, 6 2-year terms or 2 6-year terms. And there's an amendment. You know, obviously, it limits the president. The president's limited to 2 terms. So I think that we'll get into the whys and wherefores and some of the reasoning here in just a second. Get your thoughts as well. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
Interloop of the Beltway is still slow. If you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard, you're heading towards Perrin Parkway. This box truck was involved overnight. Hit the guardrail, kind of tipped over a little bit, didn't turn completely over, and they're still working on that. The heavy-duty wrecker is there, and also the state police and the state highway trucks are there. So they're blocking the right lane. 2 lanes are getting by. There's a delay right there at the scene. The outer loop is coming around there without too much of a problem. Broken down vehicle on the inner loop around Washington Boulevard and I-95 now has been cleared to the right shoulder, so that's a little better through there. Heads up in Brooklyn Park, a motorcyclist involved in a wreck. Ritchie Highway is affected south of the light at Belgrove Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, low 90s, maybe some scattered showers later on this evening, into the upper 60s for the low. Right now 64 in Annapolis, 64 and cloudy in Ellicott City. And we're talking about, since Jamie Raskin and four out of seven Maryland Democrats are looking to remove President Trump via the 25th Amendment, I think it is time that we have a serious conversation in our country about imposing term limits on members of Congress. Some of them have been way too long. They've overstayed their welcome. They've become entrenched. They've become career politicians, many of them. I think Ilhan Omar, for example, I think they came to the United States as Somali refugees. Now, she got in, not as a refugee, I'm sure she got in by marrying her brother, which again was an immigration fraud. She should be deported immediately. I don't know what's taking so long with Ilhan Omar. But didn't have a pot to pee in, came over and came into this country, and now she and her husband are millionaires. That's right. You know, the Senate, we know, is a millionaires club. Absolute millionaires. You go to the Senate, you're almost guaranteed. Well, keep our eyes on Van Hollen and also Brooks to see what their worth is. But you're almost guaranteed. And then, of course, we watch the Pelosi insider trading nonsense. That needs to end. Again, the rest of the country. And again, we look. Some people with age, President Trump is 79, and he's still got his wits about him, and he works very hard. And I'm telling you, he's the hardest working president I have ever seen in my life. Joe Biden was the antithesis of that. You have the same thing we had before she passed. DiFi was struggling. But then you have people like Charles Grassley, who seems to still have his. But again, you get to a certain point where I think that term limits would get that. It would get in. You don't want to have too much turnover, because you want to have people be able to run the country and know what to do in Congress. But at the same time, you do not want them to have a career and go there and enrich themselves off of the taxpayers. So, but that's a heavy lift. I understand. We always talk about it in sort of general terms, but I think it's time that some of these people out you go, because they are they're serving themselves. They're no longer serving the people, we the people of the United States. Tulsi Gabbard has issued a criminal referral for whistleblower Eric Chiarimella, and he sparked the Trump-Ukraine impeachment, and the former Intel Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson. Now, this might be the fifth or sixth, I have to go back and count, criminal referrals that Tulsi Gabbard has sent over to DOJ. So far, not a single indictment. I think John Brennan got one. I think Comey got one. They tried to indict him in the Eastern Virginia court with Lindsey Halligan, U.S. attorney, who's no longer there. And, of course, again, it's tough finding juries that will indict Democrats, although might indict President Trump at the drop of a hat. But for Democrats in D.C. or Eastern Virginia, Northern Virginia, it's very difficult to do. But I do think that this says, we'll see what happens with Todd Blanche, who's taken over for Pam Bondi. If Todd Blanche gets the ball rolling, because this was an attempted coup. Now, I do think that we now know the evidence has been released. The long-debated issue is no longer a matter of opinion or question. And that is the CIA tried to remove a president. And unfortunately, now we watch the silence. There's a lot of pundits out there missing the forest as they stare directly at the trees. We now know the real reason the CIA whistleblower Eric Chiarimella's name was never permitted to be mentioned. It's not the name Eric Chiarimella that presented the issue. It's the organization where he was working, the Central Intelligence Agency. That's what they've been trying to protect all along. The fourth branch of government is the intelligence community. And the Biden regime created the DHS Disinformation Governance Board to interact with social media and create content controls. Remember that? So this documented evidence showing the CIA tried to remove a sitting president from office is that this anonymous whistleblower, who we now know as Eric Chiarimella, worked with Joe Biden on Ukraine policy. Biden appointed DHS's Nina Jankowicz, remember her, working inside the Zelensky's campaign headquarters. Do you think that was a coincidence? No. I mean, you go through and you read all of this indictment, it's just amazing. It really is. Now, before you go, wait a minute, Sean, that's a bridge too far. Remember, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he believed that the CIA killed his uncle. You know? So, and I think that there's some evidence about that. Remember Dulles? Then the CIA director, John Dulles? The airport's named after? There's a lot of evidence that points to that. I know that we're going to get into the Kennedy conspiracy theories, but don't think that the CIA is not something that they wouldn't do. And then they've got this spook down in Virginia now, ruining that state. We'll get to her coming up a little bit later on. War powers resolution to restrain Trump's action in Iran once again failed, 52-47. The only Republican to defect was, guess who, Rand Paul. Also Brooks and Van Hollen all voted to try to remove the president's ability to commit troops within the war powers resolution. She also, Alsobrooks also voted to block arms sales to Israel during a war, by the way. During a war, she voted that for that. 6:30, coming up next, we'll take a look at a scathing report on the Linden Heights fire that killed two firefighters right now. News headlines, here's Maggie.
Thanks, good morning. A petition for waterfront safety has been posted online after a missing man was found dead in the waters off of Pratt Street. The body of 27-year-old Branson Odwer was recovered Tuesday, more than a week after he was last seen during a night out in Fells Point. There are no fences along waterfront walkways, and the petition calls on the city to improve safety with protective railings or barriers in high-risk areas, increase lighting, and add clearly marked and accessible emergency ladders and life rings. A former Baltimore City school police officer and championship head coach for Dunbar High School has been sentenced for wire fraud and tax evasion. Lawrence Smith pleaded guilty to the charges last year, and he will spend 1 year and 1 day in federal prison, followed by 3 years supervised release. Smith created and executed a scheme to submit fraudulent overtime slips and received more than $200,000 for time he never worked. In addition, he evaded paying more than $60,000 in federal income taxes for 2017, 2019, and 2020. And on tax day at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Small Business Administration Administrator Kelly Loeffler delivered a message aimed at easing pressure on struggling businesses and vowing to put more money into workers' pockets. During a tour of the popular Dundalk Crab House, Loeffler asked the crowd who likes no tax on tips, which drew applause. She discussed tax code changes, including workers' tips, which are no longer taxed. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a fatal crash in Parkton on Wednesday afternoon. The crash happened on April 15th in the 1100 block of Mount Carmel Road, police said. One person was pronounced dead and at least one other person was transported to a local hospital, according to authorities. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win.
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway before Perry Parkway now has cleared. Everything is gone. The activity on the shoulder has released all of that. So that's starting to get better. There was an incident in the backup on the inner loop right after Providence Road. I'm not sure if this guy's broken down or whatever, but it's a truck kind of crowding the inside lane there against the wall. So if you're coming down from Providence Road, you'll see that. You'll have to stay to the center and the right getting through there. We'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, we're looking a little bit more than a 5 to 7 minute delay southbound. Normal buildups now beginning at both the Harbor Tunnels. If you're traveling in Brooklyn Park, an injury accident there is affecting both sides of Ritchie Highway in the area south of Belgrove Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Move over, Lamar. There's another Jackson in town.
Cleveland. So it'll be three lefties in a five-game span. Jackson, deep left field. That ball driven well. It's going to go. Jeremiah Jackson is absolutely unstoppable.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson says, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. His third home run of the series, but ultimately not enough as the Birds take a loss in extra innings, 8-5 to the Diamondbacks yesterday. Arizona taking the series 2-1. After the game, manager Albernaz ruminates on the Orioles' 3-3 homestand.
Started off good. I think, obviously, the injuries were tough. You know, seeing Adley and Mountain go down, the boys responded. Obviously, this one stinks big time.
Birds now off to Cleveland for four with the Guardians. It'll be old home week for Albernaz. Of course, he was an assistant there for the last couple of years. Elsewhere in baseball, Trevor Story, how about him? He comes alive yesterday for the Red Sox in Minnesota.
Swinging a high fly ball left field deep. Martin's backing up. Story, a three-run shot.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Five runs batted in all for the Boston shortstop, lifting his season batting average over the Mendoza line. The Sox clubbed the Twins 9-5 was the final. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens mulling over their draft strategy, but of course offering only generalities to the press yesterday. GM Eric DaCosta addressing an obvious need.
The offensive line question, you know, I think it's a deep board. And you've got guys kind of throughout first round, second round, all the way through, players that we think would be good value in the sixth and seventh rounds that hopefully could fall to us.
Penn State's Vega Ione and Utah's Spencer Fanoe have general manager Eric DaCosta's attention. Elsewhere in the NFL, the league beginning to onboard replacement referees as the expiration of its collective bargaining agreement with the NFL Referees Association approaches. The CBA between the sides expires May 31. Replacement officials would be available to work at OTAs in minicamps beginning on June 1. Speaking of that, tell you who else is available for work.
Curry. Back from Peyton. Oh, tough three.
Like he's never left.
Call was on Prime last night. Vintage Curry all night. 35 for the sniper, 27 in the second half. Warriors roll into the playoffs 126-121 over the Clippers. Sixers beat the Magic in the East 109-97. The time now is 6:37 when we return, a whiff of humility in Owings Mills.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
So, you know, I've been to these liars' luncheons over the past years.
Are you a regular invitee?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't go to them all the time. But, yes. But, so here's my point. And it's hard to put my finger on it, but I'm a big body language guy. There's a whiff of humility in Owings Mills. I think there is a resignation that whatever they did over the past few years wasn't terrible, mm-hmm. wasn't bad. They made the playoffs. They went, you know, they were. But it didn't work. At the end of the day, the defense couldn't get off the field on third down. The quarterback made mistakes when it counted most. The receivers dropped the ball when it mattered most. They couldn't convert on third and one. You know, little things that add up to winning football games and winning championships. So my point is that the body language suggests that things are different in Owings Mills. There's a new way of looking at things. There's a new head coach. There are new assistant coaches. There's a new administration in general. Eric DaCosta's still there, mm-hmm. but I think there is an effort on the part of ownership to make things, to make this relationship work in a different way with open to new ideas.
Well, sometimes you just need a change. And I think Coach Harbaugh did a great job. I mean, you know, obviously sometimes you lose the locker room. I don't know if he lost the locker room.
I don't think so.
Because I still think people liked him a great deal. It's just that at the end of the day, the accountability is on the player. The general manager and the front office and the coach is all part of it because they're all part of the mix and selecting and drafting the right players. And there have been mistakes made in the front office, and there were mistakes made at the coaching level as well. But at the end of the day, it's the players. Players play and coaches coach. And I think that you might be right. They may have figured out that there has to be a new way forward.
I think there's a new way of looking at players. There's a new way of evaluating characteristics of players. They want the Ravens to play a bit differently this year. You're going to see a different feel, a different look of the team. And so, therefore, if they're going to play differently, they're going to need players that have different traits that bring, you know, that they bring to the field. One other thing, just real quick, you mentioned, you know, and there is a thought that Harbaugh lost the locker room. Look, you got 53 guys in that locker room. Not everybody's going to be happy.
Right.
There are going to be some voices.
Yeah.
And you know, the voices that are unhappy, even if it's only one or two, they're the loudest voices.
Right.
Because they're unhappy.
Well, that's when you need strong leadership in the locker room. Your captains, your leaders need to step forward and, hold accountability to themselves. I mean, look, we should be doing a better job, but you know, you're right. It's once the people are disgruntled and losing, winning covers up a lot of stuff, a lot of mistakes. But the losing, it really amplifies it.
Should be interesting.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a phone call. Gene is in Gaithersburg. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, guys. I hope everything's going well.
Doing well, thank you.
I just want to ask you a question. Is that Jamie Ruskins and was it Mfume?
Mfume, Raskin. April McLean, Delaney, and who was the other one I mentioned? Escapes me at the moment.
It does.
Oh, Glenn Ivy.
It's like, didn't Infumi just get $1 million from Mr. Trump for his area?
That's
what is he doing? Spitting in the man's face?
You know, I think that look, it's all about power. And the Democrats want to be back in power. They want the White House. They want to flip the Senate, flip the House. They want to do, at the federal level, what they're doing here in Maryland.
Okay, and I got two other things for you. I was listening. I always listen to your show, even though I'm driving a truck. I got a headset on, and sometimes I don't catch stuff. I got to apologize to the Diamondbacks because you guys said D-bags. D-backs, and I thought you were talking about the Democrats as D-bags.
Oh,
so I got to apologize to them. And one short joke. Lady wakes up in the morning. She rolls over on her left shoulder. She looks at her husband. She goes, I dreamt I was in Mexico. It was a weird dream. Beaches were white sand, beautiful. The water was turquoise blue. You could see all the way down to the bottom. And the man said, I had a weird dream like that, too. It was wonderful. She goes, what was your dream? He said, I dreamed I was making love to two beautiful, gorgeous, older ladies. And she goes, well, I better had been one of them. He goes, no, honey, don't you remember you were in Mexico?
So, oh, jeez.
Reminds me of Chucky.
Oh, hi, Gene. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. All right, thanks for listening. 410-922-6680. Okay, is this open mic night? Apparently it might be. I guess. I don't know. So, a scathing new report is out on the Linden Heights fire, which was October of 23. So this is almost 3 years ago. Firefighters Rodney Pitts, Acting Captain Dylan Rinaldo were among the first to arrive at the home on that day, October 19th, within minutes of entering. Conditions inside rapidly deteriorated. A Mayday call was issued as crews became trapped. One firefighter was heard saying, we can't get out. Then communication was cut off. Investigators say temperatures inside the home surged nearly 1,000 degrees after the front door was opened, creating an environment that quickly turned deadly. And now this report is out, 300 pages, nearly 3 years in the making. And we'll tell you what we had, the conclusions that they made, and then we'll hear from one of the mothers of the fallen firefighters. It's 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Here's a new wreck, I-95 northbound, coming up from the bridge at Caton Avenue, Washington Boulevard. It's in the left-hand lane before you get to 395. Very quickly backed up towards the Caton Avenue ramp and may back up to the Beltway. Once you get to the bridge at Caton Avenue, you're coming up towards Washington Boulevard. You need to be in the center and the right lane. All the equipment now is on the left-hand side. We're getting a backup there north of the Beltway. Southbound could care less at this point. No problem there. They're calling this a broken-down vehicle. To me, it looks like a broken-down vehicle. It may have hit the guardrail on the interloop east of Providence Road, and that's blocking the left-hand lane. You'll have a delay coming over from Delaney Valley Road and starting down the hill from Providence Road. Center and the right would be better. The outer loop is looking at it. We're going to start with a backup there coming over from Perrin Parkway. We're about 10-minute delays now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. They're still working on the wreck Ritchie Highway south of Belgrove Road in Brooklyn Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today. Again, low 90s for the high. Today, of course, and tonight will be a scattered shower or two, upper 60s for the low. 65 right now, cloudy in the city, 66 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bettable Johnson.
Now, here it is, you tit turd.
Yesterday we had meaties. Remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I tried to forget, but you brought it up again.
The ground
no pun
beef,
intended.
Breakfast cereal. Today we have IKEA's turning its iconic Swedish meatballs into a lollipop. Okay?
I'm okay.
And I love Swedish meatballs, by the way.
I do too, but...
But you don't want them on a stick?
I mean, if they're serving the actual meatball on a stick hot, that's like a...
Like an hors d'oeuvre.
Like a horse duver, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, that's a,
yeah,
that's a good thing.
No, that would be a good idea. No, yeah. No meat pop, but they're meatball-flavored lollipops at IKEA.
No.
Look at Kristen.
No.
She's getting physically ill over
she
there.
She just puked, I think.
Yeah. A meatball-flavored lollipop, I think, get the thumbs down. Although, you know, people would try it, I suppose. And now, if it was actually a nice, warm, or hot meatball on a stick.
Just an hors d'oeuvre.
Good stuff. Wendy's has revamped its spicy chicken sandwich. It's now a new upgraded version. And it's apparently a new bold marinade, panko-style breading infused, 9-spice blend for more heat, a buttery potato bun that's softer and sweeter than the previous bun, and a richer homestyle mayo.
Buns can always be made better.
Yes, they can. We had the coconut bun, right? Oscar Mayer's new bacon flavor has fans ready to stock their fridges. This is the new maple bourbon bacon. Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Do I.
The new flavor is made with Evan Williams bourbon, combines maple sweetness with a smoky bacon finish. Fans already talking about breakfast BLTs and buying multiple packs of bacon, bacon, bacon.
Absolutely.
Sad news if you're a fan of 7-Eleven. Apparently, 7-Eleven plans to close 645 stores across North America as part of a major reset. Now that 7-Eleven used to be the name, now it's how many stores will be left.
For real.
That's nice.
You know,
that's sad. That's nice. I've seen a bunch of them, especially up in Harford County.
I don't know what the exact number is, but there must be tens of thousands of 7-Elevens.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
Nationwide. 645 is probably just a drop in the bucket. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but again, look, you got a lot of competition out there now. You've got the Royal Farm stores. You've got Heinz that's expanding in parts of the area. Royal Farm has just taken over most of Maryland.
Right.
You know, so it's
and then coming soon, I understand they're supposed to be bringing some Buc-ee's here.
Yeah, there was a rumor. There was a rumor that Buc-ee's was going to come to Howard County. That rumor has now been debunked.
Have you ever been there? I've never been there.
Never
myself.
Been to a Buc-ee's. I know Chuck has been to a Buc-ee's.
Are there Buc-ee's in Florida?
He's been seen with a Buc-ee's over his head.
Nice. I went to Tampa Bay Buc-ee's.
That's right. You were in the Sky Suite.
Yes,
weren't you?
You saw the
God
Buc-ee's
willing, I'll be back again this year.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I just think there's a lot of competition right now, so I guess they're just kind of retooling, so we wish them well.
That's a shame. I mean, we all grew up with
I don't
that.
Think people go to 7-Eleven for the necessary for the food like they do for Royal Farms.
Some might.
True. Royal Farms, they say, the best fast food type chicken, they say.
Royal Farms, yeah. It's incredible chicken. We used to pick up their chicken before we do the tailgate game at well, my son's lacrosse games. We'd pick up a big thing of chicken. Oh, it's delicious. It's good stuff.
Awfully good.
Yeah, very good chicken. All right. Again, who told us that? Justin Tucker. Remember that?
That's right. Yes, he did.
He told us that the chicken would never rub us the wrong way.
That's nice. That's nice. I got the massage.
Apparently, he only ordered thighs when he went there for some strange reason.
Nice. That's nice. That's nice. Dirty red bastard.
All right,
you
Chuck.
Chick turd.
See you in a couple. Appreciate
right,
that.
6:49.
11 minutes now before the hour. 7 o'clock. Back to the report of the Linden Heights Avenue fire. The mother of Captain Ronaldo, Geraldine Ronaldo. She was asked by Rebecca Pryor of Fox 45 if she felt that the firefighters were set up.
You feel like they were set up for failure?
Yes. I think that they were sent in way too early without having the rest of the backup team there with them. And by the time everybody else arrived, it was just too late.
Multiple catastrophic failures, says the report, including equipment malfunctions, staffing shortages, gaps in training. And listen to this. Firefighters were wearing protective gear that was 12 years outdated and deteriorated quickly under the 1,000-degree heat. The report notes that the temperature that intense, no gear would likely have held up. But still, you want to make sure you got the most modern, most advanced firefighting gear, and that has made Geraldine Ronaldo furious.
I'm very, very upset and furious with the findings. Number one, it took so long for them to get it out, you know. And number two, there was so many things that could have been prevented.
Yeah, it could have been prevented, but weren't. 82 areas that were identified that needed improvement. The department says 20 have already been addressed before the report was released. But again, this is 3 years in the making. And Geraldine Ronaldo talks about the staffing shortages and the lack of modern equipment.
You know, there should be no shortage within first response. None whatsoever. And would the equipment had it been better, made a difference? Maybe not, but we don't know that.
Yeah, we don't, but here's the thing. We should err on the side of caution. And as you might imagine, she's lost her son, the other mother, losing her only son. And you can feel the pain in this interview with Fox 45.
It's so hard for me and the other mother, you know. You know, we lost our sons. She lost her only son, you know, and children lost their father. My son had a fiance. She never got to walk down the aisle, you know, and it's just, it could have been so prevented, I think, in my heart and soul.
Yeah, and I think this is on the hands of whoever's running the city, and that would happen to be the Democrats in this particular case, and that's a common theme that we have seen here. They don't really, you know, come to the aid of firefighters and police, and again, it's all about the illegal aliens and the juvenile thugs and the criminals in our state. We do need to have our first responders have the equipment and the staffing that they need to keep us safe. They're the ones running into burning buildings and putting their lives at risk, not them. I think it's unconscionable. I really do. And I think, you know, this will, I have not read the whole report yet, but we'll get to that once it's been made public. 6:52, you're listening to KCN Company.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hello.
lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have delays on I-95 northbound coming up from the Beltway in Arbutus. The problem is looks like a vehicle accident northbound, left-hand lane, right before Camden Yards at 395. So the center and the right side getting by. But the backup is almost back to, if it's not there yet, it will be very soon, northbound 95 back to the Beltway. The incident on the inner loop of the Beltway, Providence Road, still kind of crowding the left-hand lane. A trooper is there, getting three lanes by, but it's backed up. The outer loop can see it, and we're starting to slow now from Hartford Road and then coming up the hill towards Providence Road. We're about 7 to 10 minutes right now, southbound at both the Harvard Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be another hot day today, partly cloudy, and the highs in the low 90s. Some scattered showers possible tonight, and lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Highs will be in the low 80s. And right now, we're looking at cloudy skies, it is 65 degrees in the city, 63 in Stevensville. So you've seen these link-ups that are being advertised on social media for the Utes. They send out social media messages, and they basically all agree to gather in one place, be it White Marsh Mall, be it Towson Town in D.C. It's the Washington Navy Yard, which has been overrun. Most of them are peaceful, but again, there are fights that break out. There are people who get intimidated. There's open containers of alcohol, and in some cases, shots are fired. We had one at the Inner Harbor not too long ago. As well. And so Baltimore County police are saying that these link-ups are deterring shoppers in the hurrying economy. Now, we do know that at Towson Town Center, the Apple Store just closed. I think Tommy Bahama closed up its doors. Madewell also. Now, I don't know if all of them were as a result of people. I think one thing we do know is that there's competition from online competitors. There's also, why would you go into any area, be it White Marsh or Towson Town, when you know that there's a threat of violence, which there has been, where the parking garages or facilities may not be safe. And then when you have these, and usually they're on Saturday nights or Saturday afternoon, Saturday nights, you have these large mobs of teens gathering. People have decided, I'm going to go elsewhere. I'll shop elsewhere. I'm not going to go to these places anymore. Lieutenant Doug Jess, he's president of Baltimore County Police Union, FOP4, and he's saying it's hurting the commerce of these malls.
It has a very negative effect on commerce. It can be a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. That's why people avoid it. And he says people are being deterred from shopping, dining, and frequenting these malls and these shopping centers.
Even if they weren't doing any of those other things, even if people aren't going to take their family out to dinner, if they think there's the possibility of that kind of behavior that they're going to have to be exposed to, and even the potential of something worse happening is enough to deter people from going to those places.
I'm going to tell you, it's deterred some of them. My family, like, for instance, even at Towson, my wife used to like to go to Nordstrom Rack or whatever the case may be, and I will only go with her if she'll only go if I'll go with her. You know, I just don't want her as a single woman by herself being there alone in these, even in broad daylight. I just think unfortunately you have to be proactive and you have to take precautions. And Doug Jess, the lieutenant colonel, says that he does think there's a correlation, although it's not, you know, blatantly evident.
What I always tell people to look at is the correlation. If something changes and there's something else that has changed, you've got to look at whether that thing is affecting this thing. So maybe Apple's not leaving because of this issue. But if this issue is becoming more and more prominent in an area and then this happens, you have to look at, did this contribute to that?
And back in March, White Marsh Mall fell victim to a teen takeover. Much of the chaos was posted to social media. Police made several arrests, including cases involving assaults and robbery. Again, the police are doing the best they can to investigate these link-ups and basically short-circuit them before they can take place.
We, as the police, are doing our best. again, we have to sift through the fake advertisements.
And the fact is that I'm just wondering if it's impacted your life, your shopping, your dining. You know, again, do you avoid these places? Do you try to, has it changed or alter the way that you shop at some of these malls and shopping centers? Because after all, these teen takeovers, Jess says, we've seen, again, a lot of the mall traffic, a lot of the shopping center traffic, foot traffic has been reduced significantly.
They are deterring a lot of people from going to the mall on the weekend, from going shopping at Towson Town Center, at White Marsh Mall, because those people don't want to be exposed to a large group of young people running around exhibiting terrible behavior that intimidates them, and that they would just rather say, I'll stay home and I'll order something online. But that's not contributing to the community.
No, it isn't. And that's hurting local businesses and the community. And we've seen fights in food courts. And then, of course, they came up with a teen curfew if you're under a certain age. But who knows if that's even being enforced by mall security or not. But that doesn't then prevent it from happening outside the mall as well, which has now been the focal point of these teen takeovers. Don't forget, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, our Facebook Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And coming up next, there goes Virginia. And we'll ask the question, who's worse, Governor Spanberger or Governor Moore?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Hoping to extend the soon-to-expire U.S.-Iran ceasefire, Pakistan's army chief acting as a mediator is in Tehran, where he's holding meetings with the Iranian parliament speaker. Meetings come as the U.S. tightens the screws on Iran with a naval blockade of all Iranian ports. Russia hammered civilian areas of Ukraine overnight, launching hundreds of missiles and dozens of drones, at least 16 people killed, scores more wounded.
In Kyiv, AP footage showed cars on fire and damaged and burnt out buildings after Russia struck the capital with drones and ballistic missiles. 20-year-old Georgi Doroshenko walked through his destroyed apartment, his feet crunching on glass and metal shrapnel as he came to collect his pet rabbit, Kosh. At least four people were killed in Kyiv, including a 12-year-old, with more than 50 others injured. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched nearly 700 drones and dozens of ballistic and cruise missiles, primarily targeting civilians. I'm Karen Chemas.
President Trump heads west today, highlighting his taxpayer-friendly policies.
On this day after tax day, the president will use a visit to Las Vegas to promote his economic agenda, especially no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Given the number of service workers in Nevada, no tax on tips is an especially popular policy. The president's upbeat economic message, however, will be competing with ongoing uncertainty in the financial markets and sharply higher gas prices caused by the war in Iran. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A New York jury has ruled that Ticketmaster and Live Nation held an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues. Not the final word, though, with Live Nation vowing to appeal. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 33 points, NASDAQ futures 19 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you don't care about saving 50% off your wireless bill for the same 5G coverage the big guys are charging a fortune for, maybe you care about keeping jobs in America. PureTalk does. They've pledged to run their entire operation from this country, including all their customer service. Or maybe you care about our nation's veterans. PureTalk does. They've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to America's Warrior Partnership, a fantastic organization working hard to prevent veteran suicide. Or maybe you care about closing America's skills gap. PureTalk does. They're a proud supporter of MicroWorks. They're helping my foundation train the next generation of skilled workers. Don't get me wrong. Saving money's great, and you'll save plenty with PureTalk. But if you want to be in business with people who share your values, dial pound 250, say micro, and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays on I-95 coming up from Arbutus into the area at Camden Yards. There's a wreck in the left-hand lane on 95 northbound right before 395. We're getting traffic by to the right, but as I said earlier, it was going to back up to the Beltway. It is now there, backed up to the Beltway. So even the ramps from 95 to come north and from the Beltway at 695 will have delays right there at the junction. So heads up for that. When you get up to the area around the Caton Avenue Bridge, make sure you're in the center or the right-hand lane northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Bel Air, 64 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that 8 Baltimore area people are facing charges in connection to a multi-agency investigation of a drug trafficking organization in North Baltimore. Omar Gilliam, 43, Darrell Washington Coates, 42, Kevin Harris, 34, and Darren Farmer, 36, are each charged with conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute controlled substances, including heroin, fentanyl, and crack cocaine. And new questions are emerging about how Governor Moore has presented his personal and political identity after a 1998 yearbook photo from Valley Forge Military College identified him as a member of the school's College Republicans chapter, a detail his office has declined to explain. The listing confirmed this week by the college adds to a growing body of unanswered questions about Moore's public biography, including past discrepancies involving his upbringing, academic record, and military honors. Together, they're fueling hundreds of negative responses across the governor's social media accounts, questioning whether Moore has been fully transparent. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 284, the pick 4, 3057. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, when the Birds decided to shift him from a starter to reliever, Tyler Wells told the club he wanted to pitch in spots like this, high leverage spots with the game on the line.
Del Castillo cranks one. A 7-5 lead.
Steve Berthume had the call on DBacks.tv. Del Castillo's two-run shot was the difference as the Diamondbacks come back and take 2 of 3 from the Birds. 8-5 was the final yesterday at Camden Yards, pinning the loss on Wells.
I mean, it's 100% my fault. Like, there's no running away from it. And, you know, I asked for it. I know that some people had mentioned it in, you know, spring training, but I asked for the fire. I asked for the leverage situations. I asked for moments like that, and there's no running away from it.
The 31-year-old right-hander has now allowed at least one run in 5 of his 8 appearances this year. Interesting question posed yesterday to Eric DaCosta at the Ravens pre-draft luncheon. If he was willing to part with 2 first-round picks in the first place in a deal for Max Crosby, something that he'd never done before, how much value did he see in the 14th pick in the first place?
I don't think that's really indicative of the draft, that decision.
I think it's a strong draft. Many different ways to build a team. We're excited to have the pick this year at 14. We think we're going to get a really good player.
And finally, baseball isn't coming easily for the Coppin State Eagles these days, a program that Paul Blair had resurrected before he passed. The Eagles were trounced by Lehigh Tuesday night. 38-6 was the final. That's a baseball score. The Mountain Hawks setting an NCAA Division I record, scoring 20 runs in the first inning, 13 of which scored consecutively on bases-loaded walks, hit by pitches, or wild pitches. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland men's basketball with a big addition to next year's squad. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call in, comment, contribute on any one of the topics we have discussed so far this morning. And or you can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Pope Leo says Christians should be less fearful of Islam. That has drawn a response, as you might imagine, from many. California governor candidate Tom Steyer calling ICE agents criminals. And more blood on the hands of the Biden regime and the open border reconquistas. This time a mom who was out jogging. Unreal. And there goes Virginia. Who's worse, Governor Spanberger or Governor Moore? We'll pose that question here this morning. But how's the blockade going so far? Well, according to the U.S. Navy and U.S. CENTCOM, we're 10-0. 10 ships tried to circumvent or get through the blockade. All 10 were turned around because of a warning like this one.
The U.S. has announced the formal blockade of Iranian ports and coastal areas. This is illegal action. All vessels are advised to immediately return to port if leaving and discontinue transit to Iran if that is your next port of call. Do not attempt to breach the blockade. Vessels will be boarded for interdiction and seizure transiting to or from an Iranian port. Turn around and prepare to be boarded. If you do not comply with this blockade, we will use force. The whole of the United States Navy is ready to force compliance. Now.
Yeah, so there. It's our Navy, the best and brightest, best fighting force on the planet. And they're enforcing the blockade. The president has ordered a major surge of American troops to the Middle East. He wants to have all options on the table just in case Iran will not. And they're talking about coming to the table again. It was supposed to be today. It doesn't look like it's going to happen today. Could happen very soon because they're being economically strangulated by the president, and rightfully so. And the bank sanctions that are coming soon, they're just not going to have many options left. Either surrender unconditionally or suffer the consequences. That's the way it should be. So the big question here is, we all know what Governor Moore has done to the state last year with a record $2 billion in tax increases, fee increases, so on and so forth. He raised the budget by $4 billion this year, balanced the budget on the backs of the disabled, and, of course, cost sharing and so on and so forth. So we know who Governor Moore is. But Governor Spanberger is giving him a run for the money in Virginia. Remember, she's a former CIA spook. And this was kind of a, you know, Youngkin, I think, kind of blew it. He could have had a better legacy and imprint on Virginia. But this radical Democrat has now signed away the Commonwealth electoral votes to the national popular vote scam. Democrats are one step closer to rigging the presidency forever. The radical left's war on the American Republic took a terrifying leap forward in the Commonwealth yesterday. She signed legislation that would enter Virginia into the controversial National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which dangerously and effectively strikes a match to the U.S. Constitution. Virginia becomes the 19th jurisdiction to join the compact, bringing the total to 222 electoral votes, 48 shy of the 270 needed to activate the plan. And basically the plan is participating states would award all their electoral votes to the national popular vote winner. This would apply regardless of how voters in their own state actually voted. In effect, state election results would be rendered meaningless. So if your state voted for, let's say, Trump in the last election, and let's say voted for Kamala, and Trump was the popular vote winner, which he was, Kamala would get the votes. The popular vote winner would get the votes. If your state voted for Kamala and Trump was the popular vote winner, then Trump would get the votes, and vice versa. If it was Biden in the election before, Biden would get the votes, in spite of how your state voted. So I think that's probably unconstitutional. We'll get to that in just a second. All right, 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We have a delay on the Bay Bridge. If you're coming on from Kent Island in Stevensville, there was a broken down vehicle on the westbound side that was in the right lane. And as we looked at it, got the word that was there, they were just in the process of getting the vehicle off near the area at Sandy Point. And now we've gone back to the right lane, now has gone back to a green arrow. So we're moving all three lanes once again. It'll take 10, 15 minutes or so for that to recover. And then all this traffic eventually has to go over to Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. I-97 southbound is starting to get the buildup now right at the split there at Route 32. But heads up, after Route 8 on 50 westbound getting onto the main span, keep in mind we had an accident northbound on I-95 in the city coming up to Camden Yards. Earlier that was blocking the left-hand lane. I'm just changing the camera right now to go back to that and check on that. Let me just see if they're still there. Looks like it may have been cleared now from the northbound side, but we're still dealing with a delay for the traffic coming up from the Beltway and up through that area, coming up from 695 towards Camden Yards. Earlier that wreck was in the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, low 90s again, some scattered showers tonight, upper 60s for the low. Right now it's 65 in Middle River and 65 in Pasadena. At 7:15, time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday, Administrator of the Small Business Administration, Kelly Loeffler, was in town at Jimmy's Famous Seafood, holding a gathering to celebrate on Tax Day, President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, and obviously the no tax on tips. And here's what it sounded like at Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's a great honor to be with y'all again, and I've been looking forward to it, especially on Tax Day when our small businesses are celebrating. Who likes no tax on tips?
Good crowd had gathered there yesterday, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and she later addressed the media with one of the co-owners of Jimmy's, Tony Minidakis, as to what it means for his industry.
President Trump knows that small business is big business. That's why he fought so hard to get the working family tax cut through, backed by congressional Republicans. Every single congressional Democrat voted against this bill that is putting thousands of dollars back into the pockets of hard-working families. So thank you all for coming out. I'd love to hear a few words from you, Tony.
Yeah, of course. I think you covered everything, obviously, but I think, in our industry, Tax Day isn't necessarily a happy one, but I think, this year and today, there's a little bit of a celebration going on because they get to see exactly, what they saved and what they got to keep. And, as we've spoken about before, this is a cycle that, they get to keep it in their pocket and it's going to get poured right into the economy, right? And for the hospitality industry, the tips are the backbone of that industry, right? That's how we can continue to employ them and obviously bring great talent into the industry.
Well, that's very well said. I waited tables for 6 years, so I know the power of taking home something at the end of every night. And now when people show up to work, they go home with more money. And that means so much to hardworking families across this country after being crushed by 4 years of Bidenflation, and for small businesses getting crushed by regulations. And now we're getting back to rebuilding our main streets. This is where it starts.
Yeah, indeed it does. And again, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, the Social Security tax credit for seasoned citizens, all part of the one big beautiful bill. The president, meanwhile, yesterday with Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo, talked about Jay Powell over at the Fed.
So whether it's incompetence, corruption, or both, I think you have to find out. I really do. I think you have to find out.
So you're not going to drop the probe?
Oh, I'm not playing. I have to find out.
And he said he's not leaving if, you know.
Well, then I'll have to fire him, okay? If he's not leaving on time, I've held back firing him. I've wanted to fire him, but I hate to be controversial, you know? I want to be uncontroversial, but
And you think Kevin Warsh can get confirmed? You think Tom Tillis is going
to
give you
a vote?
Well,
we're going to have to find out. He might not, but that's why Tom Tillis is no longer a senator.
Meanwhile, DOJ investigators went yesterday, sent by Jeanine Pirro, U.S. attorney. They were not allowed into the Federal Reserve building and were rebuffed. So there's a coming clash there. The president also had some harsh words for NATO, hasn't lifted a finger to do anything with, you know, defanging Iran.
Doing a great job for the country and for the world. You know, we've had no help, zero, from NATO. We're there for them. They're not there for us. We spend, you saw the chart that came out a couple of days ago, with a big monster red ball, that was us, and all these little satellite balls, and it represented the money spent on military and NATO. And it's ridiculous. And they should have been better. They should have said, we'll send somebody. It's a small operation compared to a big operation. But NATO was not there for us. And what it means, if they're not there for us here, they're not going to be there for us. So why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars a year on NATO if they're not going to be with us? If they're not going to be with us on Iran, they're not going to be with us on a much bigger subject than Iran.
And as to Italy also refusing to help, and their Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, who has criticized the president over the Pope Leo confrontation, he had this to say.
What Europe has done with immigration, most of the countries, not all, what they've done with immigration is horrible.
Do we still have the same relationship with Italy right now and Giorgia Meloni?
No. She's been negative. Anybody that turned us down for helping with this Iran situation, we do not have the same relationship.
No, we don't. That's the way it was 452 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 721, you're listening to Casey and Company, you know, and just had a fantastic experience at Town Appliance and Owings Mills, and I know that you will, too, when you check out their showroom. Over 70 different brands on display there. The two guys that run Town Appliance, Mayor, yes, they're both named Mayor, helped me select the perfect kitchen appliance. They actually made the process fun. Instead of usual stress, they focused on finding similar matches for high-end brands like Bosch, and the best part is, you know, you get an appliance that you know, everybody in the house is going to be happy with. No high-pressure sales, just expert knowledge to ensure you get exactly what fits your needs and your budget. So if you want more savings, go check out their Spring Black Friday shopping event. It's going on right now at Town Appliance. They also offer flexible financing options to make it even easier. For hours and more information, go to townappliance.com. Great sales, great appliances, and a happy home for everyone. And they're right off Reichers Town Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting, Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes on this Thursday morning rush hour. Here's the latest with Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels now backing up to about the usual delay, 25 to 30 minutes right in that area. We're backed up towards the city-county line again today. Nothing major right now in the tunnels going south, but where we backed up through that area, just looking at the heavy traffic going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and it's moving in. It's coming out towards Child Street on the south end, so there's not a problem there. The left two, but the Fort McHenry Tunnel had been a little bit slow just in the last couple of minutes. Now, if you're going south from the Fort McHenry Tunnel past Camden Yards, they're looking at the wreck that was there earlier on the northbound side of I-95 near 395. So there's a slowdown there, and the traffic northbound from the Beltway is backed up. And it looks like there might still be some activity on the left side where that accident scene was, northbound on 95 right before 395. The wreck earlier this morning in Brooklyn Park, motorcyclists involved, Ritchie Highway, still affected south of Belgrove Road. Probably still seeing some brake lights, but getting better from a broken down vehicle that was on the Bay Bridge about 15 minutes ago. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, low 90s. Maybe some showers possible tonight. Right now, cloudy 65 in Bel Air, 66 in Dundalk. We're talking about Governor Spanberger, Governor Moore. More on Spanberger here in just a second. I know Kristen wanted to weigh in on the event at Jimmy's Famous Seafood yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, thank you. Real quick, I just wanted to add, you know, it was actually a really cool event. I mean, it's funny when you are going to attend a press conference. It's supposed to be about businesses and taxes. I expected it to be pretty, you know, dry and stuffy, as something like that should be. But it was more like a party scene at a restaurant. And it was, I think it's really cool. I mean, Trump always says, we're doing so many things for the American people, but we need better, like, PR. We're not promoting, which has been a long Republican and conservative problem. We do have the better ideas, but we're not always better at communicating that message. So I thought it was awesome that, and this isn't even the first time that Administrator Loeffler has come to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. She seems to have developed a relationship with John and Tony Minidakis, who are the owners of Jimmy's Famous Seafood. She even mentioned them in the White House press briefing that she did before she came into town yesterday.
They gave a shout out yesterday.
That was very cool. She named them by name. But she mentioned other businesses. So, I mean, she's actually giving face time to companies, not just here, but around the country. And I just think it's cool that Trump, I mean, I wouldn't blame the Trump administration for not wanting to come to Maryland or Baltimore having to do with us. But, you know, even when we had the deputy administrator, Bill Briggs, on yesterday, who you interviewed, when I talked to him on the phone, I said, you know, there actually are a lot of conservatives and MAGA believers here in Maryland. But we get gerrymandered out of winning elections and we don't always get covered by the news. But he said, oh, we know. So I think that's very cool that the Trump administration is making the effort. And I have to say, last night, the crowd was really interesting. I don't think it was a typical, it wasn't a political crowd. It wasn't a Republican crowd necessarily from the people that I talked to. Gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale was there and his running mate, Tyrone Keyes. But otherwise, I think it was more of a kind of a business class, working class, and she was very well received. If anyone follows, there's a YouTube star locally, Luke McFadden, who's all about like bringing attention to the beauty of Maryland and keeping the crabbing business going. He was there. So it was a very interesting mix. And I still couldn't help thinking, like, this is what we need going forward. When we were talking about the issues yesterday, the Republican Party is just, they're not moving forward, whether it's because they're inept or controlled opposition or whatever. It's just not moving forward. Trump won nationally because he built a coalition. He got the blue-collar workers back. He got the minorities back. He got people, because we all have way more in common than not at this point, because the left has gone so radically left. So, I don't know. I was just seeing a very cool picture last night of if everybody could kind of unite on the things that we care about and believe that Maryland could be great again. I think
you're right. I think that a couple of my takeaways from watching the I wasn't there, you were, but I was watching the conference or the event And I think, number one, it wasn't, you're right, a typical political stuffy gathering. She was welcomed like a conquering hero.
Yes.
When she came in, you heard the roar of the crowd. And then I did see Ed Hale Sr. Within minutes of her entering the room, he made his way up to the front, introduced himself to that. So
apparently the Trump administration is aware of him.
But I do think that what it does is it gives businesses in Maryland some hope that there's somebody out there working for them to make life better and deregulating and offering these kinds of, as we talked with Deputy Administrator Briggs yesterday. So I think you need some hope in this state. And that is, I think, was offered yesterday. And I thought she handled herself really well. I thought it was a great event. And kudos to John and Tony, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, one of my favorite places.
One other thing real quick on Governor Moore. Guess where he'll be today?
Where's he going?
Not in the state of Maryland. According to his schedule, he'll be at a college, which I thought I never heard of before. So I Googled that to see, and it's actually part of Tufts University in Massachusetts. So, once again, another day not in Maryland.
Yeah. By the way, his Valley Forge Military Academy is closing at the end of the academic year later this year.
We'll never get those records.
Yeah. Well, we got some of them. Anyway, real quick, Governor Spanberger, just like we have the Glock ban here in the state of Maryland, the preface of my remarks is that Marxist communists all know that you have to disarm the populace in order to run roughshod over them and to make sure you exert your form of tyrannical rule. And that is what the Democrats in this state have done. That's what Spanberger, the spook down in Virginia, has done. She signed a gun bill yesterday, which I don't think it's going to stand. It removes the word fix from part of the bill's definition of an assault or semi-automatic firearm, which could sharply expand the range of the semi-automatics, rifles and handguns that would be swept into this ban. And according to experts, this would include a vast majority of firearms in Virginia if this bill is allowed to pass. So this is, in Virginia, a massive gun-grabbing attempt, as we are seeing in Maryland now. And so the big question here is, who do you think is worse, Spanberger or Moore? Equally as bad? So that is the question here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is our phone number. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the California gubernatorial candidate, Tom Steyer. What he said about ICE agents is just off the charts. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Brandon Scott is celebrating legislative wins for the city following the 2026 General Assembly session in Annapolis. The mayor says lawmakers passed measures that will support vacant reduction efforts, drive investment in downtown Baltimore, strengthen public safety, and crack down on traffic violations for vehicles with out-of-state tags. Mayor Scott is thanking Governor Moore and the city's delegation for fighting on behalf of Baltimore residents. And the D.C. police lieutenant charged with the sexual solicitation of a minor and child pornography was ordered held without bail in Harford County on Wednesday. 47-year-old Matthew Mall was arrested by Harford County sheriff deputies on Tuesday after he allegedly traveled to Maryland to meet a 15-year-old boy for sex. Investigators say the teen he communicated with was actually a sheriff's deputy. Mall faces a preliminary hearing in May. And city police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in West Baltimore. Officers were called to a hospital at around 3:30 p.m. after a man with a gunshot wound turned up for treatment. Police say the 18-year-old suffered a gunshot to the hand and he's in stable condition. Investigators have learned that the victim was in the 800 block of North Calhoun Street when he was shot. There's no word on a suspect. And a petition for waterfront safety has been posted online after a missing man was found dead in the waters off of Pratt Street. The body of 27-year-old Branson Odor was recovered Tuesday, more than a week after he was last seen during a night out in Fells Point. There are no fences along waterfront walkways, and the petition calls on the city to improve safety with protective railings or barriers in high-risk areas, increase lighting, and add clearly marked and accessible emergency ladders and life rings. And a former Baltimore City school police officer and championship head coach for Dunbar High School has been sentenced for wire fraud and tax evasion. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Invest Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's another incident on the Bay Bridge. We were just going back to see if we had recovered from the earlier broken down vehicle. Now the right lane has the red X once again. So if you're coming on from Route 8, you're coming on to the main span, the center, and the left-hand lane are open. I have not seen the problem up to this point. I did see one of the police cars going west in the right lane, but that lane is still blocked on the main span as you're heading west from Stevensville and eventually over to the west side at Sandy Point. So we'll keep an eye on that. New report of a wreck on the Beltway, the outer loop around Security Boulevard. Haven't seen it yet. The camera's facing north, but it looks like it's there for sure because there's not much traffic after I-70 down to Route 40. Quick delay there. The inner loop is really slow right now. Not sure what the problem is, but from I-70 all the way up through Reisterstown Road, we have delays on the inner loop going up eventually towards Green Spring Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lost in the Birds' 8-5 extra inning loss to the Diamondbacks yesterday was the best performance of the season for starting pitcher Kyle Bradish. The right-hander working six complete, his longest outing of the year, leaving the game within a 4-4 tie.
Today was by far my best outing. I was in the zone. I was very competitive. They hit some good pitches that were executed, and like I said, I mean, tough luck on a couple of them.
Manager Albernez with his view from the dugout on Bradish's performance.
I think it's the best we've seen Bradish look this year. Fastball had great life to it in the strike zone. Breaking balls, the slider was really sharp.
Bradish had completed five innings only once before in three prior starts. Now the Birds hit the road. Start a four-game set in Cleveland tonight at 6:10 p.m. Shane Boz, 0-1 on the season, with a 450 earned run average, will take the ball for the Orioles. One question lingering over Eric DaCosta and the Ravens as they make final plans for the NFL draft 1 week from tonight is the playing status of defensive lineman Nnamdi Matabike. Injured in week two last season against Cleveland, he would not return.
Nnamdi's status doesn't really affect us that much in terms of like what we're going to do in the draft at the defensive tackle position. So, as you know, we just try to rank the board, and then whoever the best player is at that point in time. Certainly,
several defensive linemen in the draft have been heavily linked to the Ravens. Among them, Peter Woods out of Clemson, Caleb Banks out of Florida, described as a physical freak, and Chris McClellan out of Missouri, a potential later target with interior pass rush value. One step forward, one step back. That's how you would describe Maryland basketball's day yesterday, picking up four-star recruit Bishop Boswell from the portal. He's a transfer from Tennessee, a 6'4 defensive specialist. At the same time, the team losing freshman shooting guard Darius Adams, who plans to enter the transfer portal. And finally, are changes coming to the Preakness? Maryland Jockey Club officials deny there will be a date change, but a Sports Business Journal article published on Monday night said that such a change is possible for the 2027 edition. Preakness would shift from its traditional spot on the third Saturday in May to the fourth Saturday of the month, giving Derby horses an additional week's rest. because, as you know, many Derby horses didn't want to come to the Preakness. But Dan Illman, a spokesperson for the Maryland Jockey Club, said that a date change for the Preakness has not been set as the race enters the final year of its broadcast deal with NBC Sports. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's keeping Maryland from being successful?
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
So, Sean, what is the answer to the age-old question? What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Obviously, the egg.
How? How'd it get here?
A god.
Okay. Okay. All right, so if that's
it
the answer.
It might not be a scientific one, but it, yeah.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because there was a report in the Baltimore Sun that said, that talked about the revenue that the University of Maryland Athletic Department takes in vis-a-vis the other teams in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
There are 18 teams in the Big Ten. Two of them are private, so they don't have to disclose. From the other 16, which are public, Maryland ranks 16th out of 16. Almost 50% of the revenue comes from the conference,
right,
in terms of TV and all that stuff, et cetera.
Yeah.
But the revenue that's generated in stadium, on campus, in the arena, is low, mm-hmm, and it's last in the conference. And so the question is, how can Maryland possibly compete in the Big Ten when they've got all this corporate money and ticket money and PSL money, et cetera, being divvied up by the Ravens and the Redskins and the Capitals and,
yeah,
maybe even the Wizards and who knows what else, other colleges, et cetera, when all these other teams, like the Ohio States of the world, the Michigans of the world, the Indianas of the world, they don't have any competition. There's nobody.
Well, there's some competition.
Well, there's some, but,
yeah,
there's not a lot. Okay, this market is saturated with pro sport corporate revenue.
In a smaller geographical area, I think it's compressed. I think that's part of the problem right there, because you only have, 50 miles or so between Baltimore and D.C.
But that's part of the problem,
yeah,
because they got kind of like 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's hard to see.
Well, I think a lot of it is if Maryland, I think they just bit off more than they could chew.
Yes.
That's the problem. And I think that, you know, had they stayed in the ACC, yeah, they wouldn't have got the Big Ten money. But I think they'd be a lot more competitive within the ACC than they are in the Big Ten. They just are not. They're in the lower tier of the Big Ten.
And not only that, but I think even 10 years in, right, because it's been that long, maybe even longer now, nobody really has, like, there's no rivalry there.
Yeah.
There's no Duke, there's no NC State, there's no UNC, et cetera.
I mean, the only sport they're really competitive in and they can dominate is lacrosse.
But even that's not a revenue sport.
But it's not. It just doesn't generate the revenue that football and basketball do. That's
seventh
for sure.
Championship, by the way, for them this year.
Yeah.
And the women are,
yeah,
top-notch.
Yeah, they are. All right, thanks, Gary. Great discussion. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Democrat candidate for governor of California, Tom Steyer, said he wanted to abolish ICE, called the agency criminal from top to bottom during a campaign stop. He outlined his immigration program on X Tuesday. They abolish ICE, put ICE agents in jail, and treat them like the mob. Bring those kidnapped and detained by ICE back home. Give California's Attorney General power to imprison ICE agents and their leadership. Taxpayer-funded legal representation and support for illegal aliens. Ignore a Supreme Court ruling that allows ICE to utilize race, language, job, and location to contribute to reasonable suspicion for immigration agents. And California should take matters into our own hands and extend legal protections to its residents despite the federal government's failure. The war on ICE is being escalated, and ICE agents, again, they're lawful agency, and their agents are, again, by statute, authorized to detain and deport illegal aliens. If you don't like the law, change the law. But now, the California, now he's got to be the front runner, I would imagine, since Swalwell, imploded, and Katie Porter's on her way out. So I think he's got to be number one. He is saying, take the law into your own hands. Here's the DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen.
ICE simply enforces the nation's immigration policies and deports individuals and goes after the criminals that should never be in this country to begin with. We're not doing anything outside the law. We're working well within the law, and they're doing the job every single day.
Yeah, but here we saw the animus and venom that was directed towards ICE. First piece of legislation coming out of the Maryland General Insane Asylum was to eliminate formal agreements with 287G. And the last piece that was snuck in at the last minute was to eliminate all communications between local law enforcement and ICE agents. And there's blood on the hands of these Democrats and the open border types. The Biden regime naturalized a UK national with a lengthy rap sheet. He went on a deadly Georgia shooting spree and murdered a Department of Homeland Security employee and one other in cold blood just in the last 2 weeks. Alo Lukatan Adan Abel, arrested after carrying out a vicious morning shooting rampage across three separate locations in DeKalb County in the Atlanta area on Monday, April the 13th. He's now facing two counts of murder, aggravated assault, and multiple weapons charges. He was let into this country by the Biden regime, naturalized under Joe Biden, who then went on to brutally murder DHS employee Lauren Bullis, who was out on a jog. And again, the individual also has a prior criminal record, convictions for sexual battery, battery against a police officer, obstruction, assault with deadly weapon, vandalism, and then he murdered this young woman working for DHS. And that is directly on the hands of Joe Biden and people like Tom Steyer and others, all of those in the Maryland General Insane Asylum that would rather protect the criminal illegal aliens than people like Keela Hamilton, Rachel Moore, and Dakara Thompson, and Lauren Bullis. 7:43. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you will have a chance to win some WCBM merchandise. Right now, an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
That was a broken-down vehicle. I saw it clear as you travel the Bay Bridge westbound. It was in the right lane, completely off the roadway. Now off the bridge, all three lanes back open again. And again, we're recovering. That was the second broken down vehicle this morning on the bridge westbound. So now it's Sandy Point. They're letting it go and they're coming over to Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge with the heavy traffic westbound. So continue to watch your speed through there. The morning backup I-97 southbound at Route 32. That's the normal delay. It looks like the wreck that was reported on the Beltway near Security Boulevard may have cleared itself. It was in the left-hand lane. Much better speed now moving south from Security Boulevard down to Route 40, but it backed us up towards the ramp at 795. The inner loop through Pikesville is slow all the way through Green Spring. The Parkville side is really slow this morning from Bel Air Road through Providence Road. The inner loop is heavy trying to get over towards I-95. Vehicle hit a building on Reisterstown Road at the city-county line. The other vehicle that was involved left the scene. So that investigation is underway. And 95 is still slow from an earlier wreck near 395 at Camden Yards. North and southbound has been slow. And we're still in the range of about a 25-minute delay as you're moving south into both the harbor tunnels. Yeah?
Go right ahead, sir.
I'm going. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, low 90s, scattered showers tonight, upper 60s, and then back into the low 80s for tomorrow. Millersville right now, 67 under partly cloudy skies, 64 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Dan is in Emmitsburg. Dan, good morning.
Morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I will go downwind of Chuck, even though I know that that's a risky maneuver.
Yes, very risky maneuver on your part, Dan, but, you know, bravery knows no bounds among some of our listeners.
He must have had a meat pop.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably even worse after Chuck's had a meat pop. All right.
That's what they call me, meat pop.
I thought they called you meat loaf.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. That was on Augusta Avenue, 1966.
After all, two out of three ain't bad.
Oh! Little paradise by the dashboard light, are we?
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Story number one, a rare life jacket worn by a Titanic survivor. It was worn by a woman that survived the Titanic hitting the iceberg. Auctioned off yesterday and sold for $1 million. And of course, that life jacket was held. It was a private owner that did not want to be named. But now, of course, it's worth $1 million. Who knows? It'll probably be auctioned off again. Story two, PETA 2. It's a division of PETA They're targeting younger people, youths. The way they're doing it is causing some consternation and controversy. Images on their social media feature meme-style graphics, styled like AI prompts. Computer, bring me a bisexual vegan boy. Computer, bring me a dom vegan girl.
What's computer, dom vegan? Isn't that a wine?
Yeah. Computer, bring me a submissive with a vegan, meaning non-binary. Folks are really going after Pete over on this one. In story three, California is giving free sex change procedures to homeless illegal aliens under the new state health care program. All right, so story one, the Titanic survivor life jacket sells or auctions off for $1 million. Story two, PETA targeting youth in their outrageous AI prompts. Or story three, California now offering free surgeries for homeless illegal aliens. All right, we will start with Kristen.
Well, the Titanic story is interesting. I think that could be true. And I know someone that would be very interested in that. But he's only 11, so he doesn't have $1 million. But I think that could be true. And the PETA, I don't even understand that. So that's probably true. Again. I think I'm going to go with the California story.
All right, one for three. Kristen goes for three. Chuck?
Yeah, I think three.
Chuck goes for three. Dan, who is downwind of Chuck in Emmitsburg?
As much as I like people eating tasty animals, I think I'll go with three as well.
All right. Dan goes for three. And Maggie?
What else can I do? Three is the fate.
All right. So you're going with the flock.
I'm going with the flock.
All right.
And then get out of here.
If the flock all ate a meat-flavored pop, would you?
Okay, I don't always go with the flock. Okay. I mean, what fun would that be? I'd be sick.
I just want to make sure you had some
okay,
limits.
I don't go on some with boundaries. The flock. There are some boundaries, some unflock-worthy.
Unflock-worthy.
I made that.
Story 2 gets no votes. That's the PETA going after youth with their strange AI digital prompts. That is a true story, perverts.
Sick.
Story number one gets no votes, and that is a fake news story.
Oh, come on. I was excited for that.
The Titanic auction is going to be held this weekend. It hasn't happened yet. And who knows how much money it's going to sell for.
But. It's always that one tiny little detail.
Well, that's a big detail.
Stuff up.
That it happened. B, that it was $1 million. So, that's right.
Oh, man.
It's a fake news story.
I was excited for that. That's cool stuff.
What, for the Titanic life jacket?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly not going to buy it. I think I'm a little under par for that. But it's so cool.
You would not have submitted a bid for the Titanic life jacket.
Yeah. Okay. I think I don't qualify.
I can think of some other things to spend money on.
All right, Dan, thanks for playing. Appreciate the effort. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Northbound 895 coming up from the Ritchie Highway Spur. Looks like there's been a wreck up around the K-Trust Bridge before the toll plaza on 895. Backed up pretty good right now. About a 15-minute delay northbound 895.
So, Chuck, you've seen the movie Titanic, right?
I have.
Okay. So Rose is on the door, on that floating door. And Jack is shivering, about ready to slip away into the depths.
Right.
But if you look carefully, there's room on that door for Jack.
Sure.
So why wasn't Jack, why didn't Rose encourage Jack to get on the door with her?
Steve Harvey said one time, if he was on the Titanic, he would be standing on a coffee table with a dinner napkin as a sailboat. That's how I would get away from that ship.
Yeah,
I ain't hanging on to no door with my ass in the water, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Now, my nephew loves studying the Titanic, and we have watched many YouTube videos with scientists trying to figure out if two people could fit, and they always determined that it just would have sunk. There was room on the door, but they would have sunk. So he sacrificed his life.
Right. Well,
I spent a lot of hours of my life.
Obviously, you have
to
factor
in love.
How much did the door weigh? How much did Rose weigh?
That's what they did. There's a lot of YouTube videos about that.
Okay, all right. just asking for a friend. All right.
Rose was well endowed, so you never know what she weighed.
All right. She was at her own life jacket, so to speak. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple 751. Right. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Men on things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman. On behalf of the law offices of Michael Friedman, the personal injury firm that specializes in auto accidents. Combining modern technology such as a phone app and a comprehensive interactive website with old-school service such as returning phone calls and always having a live voice on the other end result in successful representation. For a free consultation, call 410-363-6848 or email us directly from maflaw.com. The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
I know! Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
7:53 traffic weather on the streets Thursday morning rush hour. The update with Lugnuts.
We're slow on the northbound side of 895 coming up from the spur at I-97. It's pretty solid from there all the way up through the K-Trust Bridge and into the toll plaza on 895. Now, I don't see anything in the roadway. There was obviously a wreck there somewhere on the northbound side, but it's really backed up. It's going into the tunnel, but you're looking at least a 15-minute delay, maybe a little longer on the northbound side, which normally does not have a problem. Both the tunnels are backed up with heavy delays on the southbound side. Early accident this morning, northbound 95 before Camden Yards. That was crowding the left-hand lane. Southbound has been looking at it with delays through that area. The Bay Bridge is recovering and a little better now, moving westbound from an earlier broken-down vehicle. And again, a vehicle hit a building on Reisterstown Road, very close to the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It is going to be partly cloudy today. Still very hot, 91. They expect tonight. Tonight, scattered showers, 60, upper 60s, I should say, tomorrow. Low 80s for the high. 68 right now in the city, 69 in Parkville. A federal judge has blocked that ice warehouse out that is being constructed in Western Maryland. That's been a cause celeb by Governor Moore and the Democrats. But you look at it, and something about environmental review. They're just, it's amazing. When they want to build state agency buildings and things of that nature, they never worry about environmental review. But when it's something the Trump administration is trying to build 1,500 there, but eventually I think this will be appealed and will be that judge will be overturned again. Here's a warning to the Democrats here in the state of Maryland. I saw the story up in Connecticut. The U.S. Justice Department filed a lawsuit against the state of Connecticut and the city of New Haven, arguing their sanctuary policies interfere with federal enforcement of the nation's immigration laws. The lawsuit names Connecticut, its governor, its attorney general, as well as New Haven and the mayor as defendants for their so-called Trust Act. Sound familiar? Does it sound familiar, folks? The DOJ claims the Trust Act allows dangerous criminals to be released into communities in the state of Connecticut. It alleges that the state have made intentional efforts that the lawsuit argues obstructs federal law enforcement, puts people at risk, and are preempted under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. Saddle up, because we might be next in the crosshairs of the Trump administration. And how much of our tax dollars... Wait here, we got a clip coming up from a New Jersey assemblywoman a little bit later on next hour She is just, she knows she's lost the argument because the Democrats are absolutely crazy when it comes to ideology. But, you know, she's trying to argue logic, and that doesn't work either with the Democrats. So Pope Leo, you know, he's been going back and forth with President Trump over the war in Iran. He then went to Africa. On his way back to Rome, he was on the plane. He was giving an interview with reporters. And he was talking about, it looks like Israel and Lebanon are going to cut a peace deal. Keep our fingers crossed. And that's a good thing. And he was talking about, and he also visited some Muslim temples when he was in Africa. And basically, you know, sitting there bowing to whatever, the moon god that they call Allah. But in this event, in this instance, he says these lessons, he's talking about Lebanon and Israel, those lessons should be important also to be heard in Europe or North America, that we should perhaps be a little less fearful and look for ways of promoting authentic dialogue and respect. He's talking about us being a little less fearful of Islam. And just moments after he departed African soil, there is a Muslim imam offering basically $1 million myra, I'm not sure which currency that is, in which country, to behead Christian pastors. Pope Leo left Africa yesterday, saying we should be perhaps a little less fearful of Islam. And then this this imam says, whoever carries out the job of beheading a Christian pastor, I swear to Allah, I'll give 1 million naira of nothing to lose. Even after beheading this pastor, the plunges us into chaos. We have nothing to lose. And that is the belief of the fundamentalist Islamists who follow the Quran. The second book, which abrogates the first book, you know, the one written in Medina, not the one in Mecca, which some choose to follow, which is the more peaceful. And they ripped off parts of Judaism and Christianity for that book. And then when he couldn't get enough followers, because there already was Judaism and Christianity, they decided, well, that's not good enough. We need to conquer by sword and violence. And that's what we have here. And this Pope is either ignorant of the threat. And President Trump put on Truth Social yesterday, what about the 42,000 innocent people of Iran that were gunned down by the brutal Iranian regime? Where was the Pope on that horrific act of violence? Speak right up, Pope, as soon as you're ready. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at Maryland lawmakers trying to pass a super speeders bill. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Secretary of War Hegseth delivering an update on the Iran situation on this fourth day of the American naval blockade of Iranian ports. Treasury Secretary Bessent says the U.S. is applying further pressure to Iran by putting other nations on notice.
If you are buying Iranian oil, that if Iranian money is sitting in your banks, we are now willing to apply secondary sanctions, which is a very stern measure, and the Iranians should know that this is going to be the financial equivalent of what we saw in the kinetic activities.
Acting as a mediator, Pakistan's army chief is meeting with high-ranking Iranian officials in Tehran.
Pakistan is trying to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran as its army chief heads to Tehran to arrange U.S.-Iran negotiations. The Tehran meetings with Pakistan start on Thursday as the U.S. continues a naval blockade of Iranian ports, with new sanctions planned in what the U.S. have called the financial equivalent of a bombing campaign. Meanwhile, China's foreign minister has told Iran that reopening the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a key oil shipping route, is an international demand. I'm Karen Shamas.
As the world focuses on the Iran war, Russia continues attacking civilian targets in Ukraine. Russia launched hundreds of drones, dozens of missiles overnight, killing at least 16 people, injuring more than 80 others. Ukraine fired back, but we have no word yet on damage or casualties in Russia. Parts of the country's midsection taken a beating from powerful storms for the third day in a row. Fierce thunderstorms, destructive hail, and tornadoes raked a number of states. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures are up 75 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 53 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Here's something most people don't know. When Warren Buffett was just 13 years old, he didn't put his money into a savings account. While other kids were earning next to nothing at local banks, Buffett put $114 into a little-known investment. Today, that $114 would be worth over $15 million. And it wasn't a risky trade. It wasn't insider knowledge. It was an account that's been around since 1888. And over the last 25 years, it's averaged 29% a year. That's what happens when your money is allowed to compound. Compare that to today's savings account, paying less than 0.5% while inflation quietly eats away at your buying power. Buffett understood early, banks are great businesses, just not for savers. If you'd like to see what some investors call the 29% account, go now to ask29account.com. That's ask29account.com. ask29account.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 northbound is still slow from the Ritchie Spur coming up from I-97 up into the Old Harbor Tunnel. There was an incident northbound after the K-Trust Bridge and before the Toll Plaza area. Started with a backup. Still there. Still very slow. Traffic is going into the tunnel northbound, but at a very slow pace all the way up to and beyond the exit from the tunnel, and then moving northbound from there up towards Hollibird Avenue and eventually up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. But we are moving traffic once again. 25-minute delays southbound continuing at both the harbor tunnels. 95 is still slow from an earlier wreck that was in the left-hand lane northbound near Camden Yards at 395. Southbound traffic is slowing there. Vehicle hit a building, heads up on Reisterstown Road if you're traveling right at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Pikesville, 67 in Edgewood. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. One person is dead and another is injured following a Wednesday afternoon crash near Hereford. Baltimore County Police say the two-vehicle accident happened just after noon in the 1100 block of Mount Carmel Road. One victim was pronounced dead at the scene and the other was taken to a hospital. But there's no word on the extent of their injuries. The crash investigation is ongoing. And Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier will deliver her proposed fiscal 2027 budget address today. Klausmeier says it's a balanced spending plan that makes major investments in public safety by expanding resources for first responders, strengthening support for schools by maintaining smaller class sizes, and supporting continued investment in infrastructure and economic growth. The budget address will be live streamed on Baltimore County's Facebook and YouTube pages at 10 a.m. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 284, the pick 4, 3057. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free. Or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code R-E-L-I-E-F.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. O's manager Craig Albernaz taking some heat this morning for a quirky daytime lineup yesterday against left-hander Eduardo Rodriguez, starting Weston Wilson in left, Johnny Rodriguez in right field, and Sam Huff behind the plate.
Yeah, it's different than what we expected breaking the season, you know, but I think our guys, you know, it's good to see, obviously, Sam Huff thrown in there with Adley. Had a great swing on the double. J-Rod, I mean, the first ball that he hit, just missed it, and it was still at 100 miles an hour.
Wilson, however, as well as Rodriguez, misplayed balls in the field, which contributed to the Diamondbacks' 8-5 win. Tonight, the Birds start a four-game road swing to Cleveland. They'll take on the Guardians at 6:10 p.m. Shane Boz will take the ball for Baltimore tonight. Elsewhere in baseball, the pride of Severna Park does it again in San Diego.
Line to left, and there's a fair ball! Down the left field line to the corner! The run from second base, Camposano! Laureano's coming around! Padres will walk it off! Merrill Madness! Padres, we're down at one time, six runs! Not anymore!
Don Orsillo, almost losing his voice, had the call on Padres TV. Jackson Merrill, the pride of Severna Park, caps a five-run ninth-inning comeback last night. Padres nipped the Mariners 7-6. Merrill now 7 for his last 12 over the past three games. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta narrowing down his list as the 2026 NFL draft approaches.
But I think numbers-wise, we've got just under 200 players that we have ranked as like draftable players for us. For the, that doesn't mean there aren't more players, but for us, about 200. I think it's 197.
And finally, could we be seeing the end of days for the LIV Golf Tour? Reports out of the Sports Business Journal has LIV Golf facing imminent closure as Saudi backers weigh pulling funding. The Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund has contributed north of $5.3 billion to LIV Golf, with total investment projected to surpass $6 billion by the end of the year. Coming up in 30 minutes, more Orioles news as they travel to Cleveland. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, a former Baltimore police officer was sentenced to just 1 year and a day for wire fraud and tax evasion. We'll take a look at that. Mackenzie Frost joins us in just about a half hour. There's an update on the DHS investigation of the death of Kanaya Ward, the 16-year-old that was left by herself, a history of self-harm, and she committed suicide. We do know that the Kanaya's law did pass, but there we'll get the latest from Mackenzie as she goes in-depth tonight. But the top story here today involves speed. As you all know, speed kills, right? We've seen it. I saw it this morning coming down 795 my way to work. I was doing 60. 65, and they were passing me like I was standing still. And it came out of nowhere. I mean, it had to have been 80, 85, 90, 100 miles an hour. Easy. Easy. So, and again, a lot of times these people wrap themselves around light bulbs or go off the ramps or cause accidents. And so the problem is what to do with serial super speeders. Because they do pose a danger. So, and I was unaware of this bill. There were two bills in the General Insane Asylum, House Bill 107, Senate Bill 366. And the Maryland lawmakers are moving to crack down on chronic speeders with this new program. You've heard of the ignition interlock devices that they use for drunk drivers? than people have been convicted of drunk drivers. You got to blow into a device before you can start your car. Well, this is called Intelligent Speed Assistance. Similar technology, same company, by the way. System uses GPS and onboard sensors to keep a vehicle from going over the posted speed limit. Delegate Nick Allen, he's a Democrat from Baltimore County, is co-sponsoring the bill over in the House.
But typically, it's anyone who would be eligible to have their license suspended or just completely revoked.
And he says that one of the reasons why he felt it was necessary to introduce this bill was because the people who have had their licenses revoked, they just drive anyway.
You know, one of the things I learned, again, talking with the MVA, is they estimate that when someone has their license suspended or revoked, up to 75% of those people just keep driving anyway. So this way, these people who, again, 75% of whom would continue driving anyway, can continue driving, but we're going to ensure that they do it safely through this technology.
The company that makes this technology, Smart Start, their spokesperson, Brandy Nannini, talked about their tech.
Does is it controls the accelerator, and once the person is trying to speed over the speed limit, it will stop you. Your right to speed shouldn't interfere with someone else's right to live.
And so people were asked their reaction to this this punishment, this penalty, if you are a chronic super serial speeder.
I think it's an invasion of privacy for the average person.
As long as everybody stays safe, we're all responsible.
If they were really trying to stop people from speeding, instead of fining you $50 or $100, they would charge you $500 for the first offense, $1,000 for the second offense, and suspend your license for the third offense.
The bottom line for me is I want to give Maryland every tool they can in their toolbox to help keep Marylanders safe on the road.
The bill will take effect in October if signed by the governor. The program wouldn't begin until 2027 to give MVA and other agencies time to set it up. Then it would be reviewed after a few years to determine whether it is effective. So my question to you, I'll give you my thoughts here in a moment. Good idea, bad idea to have a device that will not allow you to exceed the speed limit if you have been convicted of speeding or if you are a serial super speeder. 813 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 95 northbound is recovering the wreck up at Camden Yards now. Looks like it is officially clear from the left-hand lane, so it's better north of the Beltway. Traffic southbound through that area, still slow from 395 down to at least the Caton Avenue ramp. That's just the normal heavy traffic right now through there. 895 northbound, still have not seen officially what the problem was or is. There was an incident northbound around the K-Trust Bridge and before the toll plaza, and 895 is still backed up back to the spur from I-97. Normally, we have no problems on the northbound side. Right now, 20-minute delays probably in that area at least. The heavy traffic is going into the tunnel, coming out on the north end. Traffic southbound at both the tunnels, still in the area of 25-minute delays through that area. Baltimore County and Baltimore City Police are out. They had a wreck. They were working on it. Reisterstown Road at the city-county line. And we'll continue with all the normal delays on the Beltway, on the Parkville side, through Pikesville, and down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, highs and low 90s, scattered showers possible late tonight, overnight temps in the upper 60s. Tomorrow will be in the low 80s. And right now we're looking at 65 and cloudy in Stevensville, 69 in Glen Burnie. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And, of course, America 250 brought to you by our good friends at the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of having that perfect smile, call them today. The Smile Design Center. They're easily available by phone. Dr. Learfield and others at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. So it was on this day, April the 16th, 1963. Just days after being jailed in Birmingham, Alabama, for a series of anti-segregation protests, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. penned a response to his critics on some scraps of paper. This open letter, now known as Letter from Birmingham Jail, offered a forceful defense of his protest campaign, now regarded one of the greatest texts of the American civil rights movement. First circulated as a mimeograph copy around Birmingham, King's letter was later published in numerous places. It appeared as a pamphlet, and its publication all over in Ebony, Christian Century, New York Post, just to name a few. And part of it was introduced actually into the Congressional Record. The letter was addressed to 8 white fellow clergymen who had criticized the protest campaign in a joint statement published April 13th in the Birmingham News. While stressing the importance of nonviolence, Dr. King rejected the idea that his movement was acting too fast or too dramatically. He said, quote, "We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed." End of quote. All told, the lengthy letter constituted a defense of nonviolent protest, a call to push the issue of civil rights, and a rallying cry for fence-sitters to join the civil rights movement and fight, even if it meant that they, too, might end up in jail. The Birmingham campaign succeeded in drawing national attention to segregation's issues. And after the UAW paid King's $160,000 bail, he was released from jail on April the 20th. 4 months later, he would stand on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and give his I Have a Dream speech at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, regarded by many as the pinnacle civil rights movement of its time. But it wouldn't have happened without the letters from Birmingham, written on this day, April 16th, 1963. And that's Look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Learfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Learfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:20, 20 minutes after the hour coming up. Your calls and comments on the super speeder technology device. We'll get to that. Mackenzie Frost joins us in about 15 minutes on the new investigation into the death of Kenia Ward at the Department of Human Services.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Winstead. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour, Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Folks weighing in on the super speeder problem. Philip says that hookup for speeders is a violation of privacy and needs to be rejected. Andy says, Sean, speed doesn't kill. It's suddenly stopping an impact is what kills. Yeah, well, if you're going 85, 90 miles an hour and you have a blowout, guess what? You're going to lose control of that vehicle. And you got to kill yourself and you perhaps kill other people as well. We're told that the Naira is Nigerian currency. And it is just... A million Nairas or whatever, not worth much at all. But again, it's relative to whoever is living in that area. Sean says, hey, Sean, regarding the end of the Titanic movie, let me gently correct you guys. Jack did try to get on the door initially, and it almost flipped. So it was the water for him. Love the show. Yeah, I can go back and look at the movie again. Did he try to get on? I guess he maybe didn't want to flip Rose into the water, you know. Who knows? We'll have to go back and look at the movie again.
I'm going to have to check with my resident expert on
that. Yeah, get your Titanic expert on this one because we're going to need it. 823 traffic or weather on the threes. He was once known as Titanic Johnson. Here he is.
At one point, I had many names, Mr. Casey.
Yes, you did.
Many aliases that I've used in certain circumstances.
Yeah. Every time you move, use a different one.
Everybody would ask me, I didn't know your real name was Johnson. Why aren't you using Whitaker?
It's amazing, isn't it?
You and that other guy.
That's right.
Wise guy. Northbound 895, the back of us moved up from the spur at I-97 up to the ramp now at Poteet Street. Was an incident northbound, and I'm almost thinking there may have been another incident in the tunnel on the northbound side. Still very slow, which it normally is not, but today it is, and we're still pushing 15 to 20 minutes on the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel. 20 to 25 minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 now is finally better between 395 and out of the ramp at the Beltway. Both sides loosened up finally through there. The vehicle hit a building, was a hit-and-run accident, Reisterstown Road at the city-county line. All the normal backups in and around the Beltway. JFX, you're good through the city-county line. Construction is underway. They work during rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, low 90, some scattered showers tonight, upper 60s. Right now we're cloudy, 69 in Forest Hill, 70 in Dundalk. Let's go to the phones. Tony's in Cockeysville. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. You know, when I read that article about the super speeder bill, I just, you know, shook my head. It's typical liberal Maryland Democrats. Let's lessen everything. You know, whether it's the teenage thugs that now they're not going to be treated as responsible adults. We're going to treat them as little babies. This is so ridiculous. Why don't we just give shoplifters, if they're caught shoplifting, now instead of facing any kind of consequences like jail time, make shoplifters use a smaller purse now and a smaller bag. Or if you commit a gun crime with a .357 Magnum, now you can still go out there, but you have to use a .22. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think, number one, it's an invasion of privacy. My point is, even if your intentions are good here because you want to stop serial speeding, what would stop government if you had these devices, you have this technology of coming in and requiring it to be installed in everybody's car so they could mandate how fast you could go in order to save gasoline? So,
well, we're only talking about people who have been convicted of crime.
That's how it starts. Crime. Yeah, that's how it starts, but it could be extrapolated.
Well, then let's put them in jail.
Yeah.
You know, the last line of that article says it all. It says that the General Assembly or whoever is going to wait several years to see if it's effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how many, maybe in the next couple of years we'll only get two highway workers killed from chronic speeders instead of half a dozen at one time.
Yeah, bingo, touche on that one. Tony, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. John is in Baltimore. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
Really, what I want to say is that what is the Democrats' end goal is where, and I always think when they talk about Maryland safety, you know, we're still considered a sanctuary state. So anytime they mention safety for Marylanders, I'm always a little skeptical. So that's kind of how I look at this with the super speeder bill.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. They don't seem to be too concerned about public safety when they're letting criminal illegal aliens frolic around the country. And now they're all of a sudden worried about the super speeders. Look, I'm worried about super speeders as well. I see them all the time. But the best thing to do is you make life very difficult for somebody that exceeds, there's reckless driving charges. You could take their license. And if they continue to drive after you take your license, then you put them in jail, period. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Joe in Westminster, good morning.
Hey, good morning. If they're truly concerned about speeding, you'd be seeing more patrols. The best way to stop speeding is to see a cop on the road. We don't see as many as we need to see. If we're truly interested in stopping speeding, they're drooling over the idea of having that much control over our lives.
Well, weren't the speed cameras supposed to help with that?
Well, they did generate a certain amount of revenue, I'm certain of that.
Oh, yeah. That was the main primary goal. I guess it'd be difficult for speed cameras on. Can you imagine putting a speed camera on 695 or 795 or 83? They'd raise a ton of money. Oh, I don't want to give them that idea.
We definitely don't need to speculate.
That's
on
right. That's right.
Track
I'm sorry. All right, Joe, thanks again for the call. Last call for this segment. Herb in Baltimore, good morning.
Yeah, I've traveled all over the state, what I used to do, my job I used to do, and I found the problem that you have a lot of times is, and then the reason that brings on a lot of speeders is the fact that people go on 10 miles under the speed limit, and they create a blockage on the highway, so then you have a line of 20 or 30 cars that are just behind people that are going, two people that are going 50 miles an hour, and people need to get to work or get someplace, and they get frustrated, and they fly around the people and go flying up the road. That's part of the problem. But I think if they really want to save lives, they ought to take and use the same rhetoric that they use for people when they try to take our guns away. You want to save lives? Every one of these people who passed in a bill to make Maryland a sanctuary state, if somebody gets killed or hurt or injured, they should be the ones being held accountable for it as well as somebody else who's committed a crime.
Yeah,
if somebody's in the state, the sanctuary state, and they're speeding, and they shouldn't be here, and this is the sanctuary state, and they kill somebody, the people who pushed this bill and voted for this bill, they should be held accountable. Our people and our legislator are not looking out for us people. They're not governing us.
Yeah, they're not being consistent
over us
in their concern for public safety. You're absolutely right, and the priorities are all out of whack. Herb, thanks so much for the call. Great rant on your part. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. There are new documents that have emerged in the investigation of the death of Kanaya Ward at the Department of Human Services. We'll get the latest from Mackenzie coming up in just a second. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anthony Brown is applauding the verdict that found Live Nation and Ticketmaster guilty of violating antitrust laws. In 2024, Attorney General Brown, a coalition of 40 states, and the U.S. Department of Justice sued Live Nation, alleging that it monopolized the industry by controlling ticketing, concert booking, venues, and promotions. Brown says the verdict holds the company accountable under the law, and the coalition will continue fighting to secure the full relief that live music fans, artists, and venues deserve. He and the coalition will argue for remedies and financial penalties at a separate bench trial, which has not been scheduled just yet. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in an April 5th murder in the 200 block of Key Highway. 27-year-old Travion Lemon of Baltimore County is charged with first and second degree murder, assault, and handgun violations. The shooting claimed the life of 40-year-old Brandon Long Sr. early Easter morning following a dispute. And the Maryland Transit Administration will be offering free rides on Wednesday to celebrate Earth Day. The MTA is encouraging regular riders and first-time riders to take advantage of the opportunity and ride for free on services that include the local bus, light rail, metro subway, MART train, commuter bus, and mobility. Maryland Transit Administrator Holly Arnold says the agency hopes that offering free rides on Earth Day will encourage more people to experience the ease and convenience of transit as an everyday travel option.
And Fox 45 reports that police shut down a busy intersection after a pedestrian was struck by a vehicle near downtown Baltimore on Wednesday. Officers blocked off part of Washington Boulevard and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to investigate the collision. Crime lab technicians assisted with the investigation by using a forensic camera to take digital images of the crash site. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on the Beltway. It looks like it may be an accident. Not sure. Could be a broken down vehicle. Either way, we're losing the right lane on the inner loop just above Security Boulevard. There's no shoulder there because of the construction. So as you come north from I-70 and Security Boulevard, you have to get over to the center and the left-hand lanes. No lanes available there on the right side right now. We're going to back up very quickly back towards the area between I-70 and Route 40 West. We spotted what appeared to be a broken down vehicle with there temporarily northbound on 895 after the toll plaza. Was in the right lane. Looks like it got started again and is on the move. 895 northbound is still backed up beyond the ramp at Potee Street. 15 to 20 minute delays continuing southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another very hot day ahead of us with highs in the low 90s, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, increasing clouds along with a few showers late as temperatures fall back into the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Lamar isn't the only Jackson in town.
So it'll be three lefties in a five-game span. Jackson, deep left field. That ball driven well. It's going to go. Jeremiah Jackson is absolutely unstoppable.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Jeremiah Jackson saying, I want some more playing time. Put me in. His third home run of the series, but ultimately not enough yesterday as the Birds take a loss in extra innings, 8-5 to the Diamondbacks. Arizona now taking the series 2-1. After the game, manager Albernez saying this hasn't happened for Jackson by chance. He's really done the work.
A great example of a player putting in the work. Whatever's asked of him, he'll do. And you're just seeing that shine right now. And
elsewhere in the AL East, a walk-off finish yesterday in New York.
Runners go again. Line into left center field. It's a base hit. That'll tie the score. Wells rounding third. They're sending him home. Here he comes. Here's the throw. He's safe. And the Yankees walk it off. And they win.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Jose Caballero's two-run double came moments after the Angels botched a pop-up that led to the winning rally, and the Yanks do win it 5-4, the final. Year to year, no NFL draft is ever the same, of course, but this year, for Ravens GM Eric DaCosta, it's been a completely new experience. Lots of time during the offseason worrying about other things.
You know, me personally, I had some ground to make up.
given the coaching search and other things. You know, I did lose some probably man hours myself in terms of looking at players. I've caught up, but it took me some weekends and some different things.
Other sports news, Red Sox star Jarren Duran said he flipped off a fan Tuesday in Minneapolis because the fan told the outfielder to go kill himself. The Twins are conducting an investigation. The woman who accused Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua of biting her withdrew her restraining order request yesterday, and the Swiss men's national hockey team fired its head coach after learning he forged a COVID-19 vaccination card back in 2022. Birthdays today, Hoop Hall of Famer center Kareem Abdul-Jabbar turned 79 years old today. I remember when he was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks in 1969. And six-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick turned 74. On this day in baseball history, we take you back to April 16th, 1940. The only opening day no-hitter in big league history, Bob Feller of the Indians held the White Sox hitless as Cleveland opened up with a 1-0 win over Chicago. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's Thursday. That means it is time to go in depth with Fox 45's excellent investigative reporter, Mackenzie Frost, who I thought would take a little break. A little breather from the crazy session. Mackenzie's back at it again. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. No rest for the weary.
Yeah, exactly. And you're working on a big story here about a new investigation into the Department of Human Services in the death of Kanaya Ward. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we've been working on this, obviously, for quite some time. And, you know, we finally got some public records requests back that we submitted several months ago, waiting on the Department of Human Services to fulfill that request. And it kind of peels back the curtain a little bit, gives us a peek behind the door about how the agency kind of handled Kanaya Ward's death and what top staffers were talking about, how they were tracking all of these children across the state who were placed in hotels. And I can tell you that it was a little bit of a chaotic email chains back and forth that we were kind of going through and realized that the state really had a disjointed tracking method for keeping, you know, the data for all of these kids and where they were and how many children were placed in hotels. And it really kind of shines a light on just the broken system within DHS when it comes to foster care.
In these documents, anywhere do they indicate the vetting process of these private contractors that clearly there were problems there with being left alone and some were working overtime and so on and so forth? Anything in these documents that give us an indication that, you know, they dropped the ball on the vetting?
I mean, it could be. I have to tell you, we have more than 600 pages of documents, and I would say 90% of them are redacted, which is incredibly frustrating for transparency and kind of, you know, showing the public what was going on. When it comes to Fenwick specifically, that was the company that was providing this one-to-one service, you know, for Kanaya. Not a lot of communication about that outside of just cutting ties with Fenwick 2 days after Kanaya's death. And I think, you know, that was a surprise to some people when we first reported that they had cut ties with Fenwick, given the fact that it was 2 days after. And there are a lot of questions about the vetting process. And like I said, you'll see in our story tonight just how many pages are redacted and kind of just shows how little information DHS really wants to provide the public.
Well, that certainly is problematic, number one. Number two is that, do you get a sense from reading through these documents that this agency is in disarray, that they really, one, the left hand didn't know what the other hand was doing?
Yes, I would definitely describe it like that, especially when it comes to the data tracking of children in hotels. I mean, you'll see some of these staffers were going back and forth with the local social services departments in these jurisdictions. The data isn't accurate. They don't know how many kids are actually in hotels in various counties. And the frustration is evident from some staffers in DHS who say, this has to stop. We have to get this together. Why are there so many inaccuracies? But it really does show that the right hand was not talking to the left, and there wasn't a centralized system to make sure that the state knew how many children were in these hotels. And that kind of, you know, gets to the heart of the issue of arguably what happened to Kenaya, because if the state didn't know for sure how many kids were in hotels, it raises questions about how could they make sure that these service providers were delivering on the contract, making sure that these check-ins were happening. And we know with Kenaya, obviously we know what happened, and staffing was a major part of that, and, you know, neglect was one of the big reasons.
But it boggles the mind that there was a history of suicidal tendencies on Kenaya, and yet she was left alone. I mean, there should have been, right, like red flags all over her file that in no circumstance should this young woman ever be left alone.
Yeah, and I think that is where we're going to see a lot of questions still emerge, because DHS knew this history. They had, and it was years long. I mean, this wasn't a child who had just come into the state's care and they were trying to figure this out. I mean, the family had been working with the state for several years. They had documented history of her going in and out of various mental health treatments and suicide ideation and previous attempts. And yet this situation still happened. And at this point, we still don't have the answer as to why she was placed in a hotel when she was, given the lengthy record and problems that the state knew about with this child.
All right, Mackenzie Frost in depth tonight, 5:30 on Fox 45. More with Mackenzie. We talk about Delegate Griffith's bill, Kenaya's Law, which has passed. And is going to be signed, if not already, by the Governor. Mackenzie will give us an update on that. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is Chuck Whitaker.
All right, several late problems on the Beltway. This is a broken-down vehicle on the inner loop above Security Boulevard and has a police car behind it now in the right lane. No shoulder available there. It's in the construction zone. The Beltway is backed up all the way back through the ramps at Frederick Road. May back up even down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. When you get to I-70, you'll need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. There's a new wreck on the inner loop right at the split where you take 702 towards Middle River, where you stay with the Beltway down towards Back River. Right there, several vehicles involved, some partial road blockage. A medic unit is there. That's going to back us up to Philadelphia Road. Been looking at this one section of the Beltway right here between 795 and Liberty Road. It looks like they're avoiding something in the right lane between 795 and Liberty Road. So that's backed up, and that goes all the way back to the ramps and the overpass at Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today. Low 90s again today. Scattered showers tonight, upper 60s. Right now 74 and cloudy in Reisterstown, 72 downtown Baltimore. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45 into this new investigation into the Department of Human Services regarding the death of 16-year-old Kenaya Ward, who was left alone at the residence hotel downtown Baltimore when she should never have been left alone. And coming out of that, Mackenzie, was Delegate Mike Griffith and with a bipartisan bill, Kenaya's Law. He himself was a foster care child. So this might be one of the good things that comes out of this. But the question I have for you is, knowing the agency who is plagued with problems, does this bill have any teeth to it, or is this a feel-good piece of legislation?
Excuse me. No, Sean, I believe that this is one of the, you know, arguably rare bills that does have some teeth in it to come out of Annapolis. I think, you know, if you remember the social services audit that came out in September of 25, you know, just days before Kanaya's tragic death, that really highlighted some of the issues with guardianship homes and how these foster care children were placed in the same addresses as registered sex offenders. And one of the key aspects of Delegate Griffith's bill ties guardianship assistance funding to criminal background checks. So if people, if people want to continue getting funding from the state, which the majority of people who do participate in this get funding and assistance from the state, if they want to keep that funding, they will have to continue doing these criminal background checks. And that was something that, you know, arguably the agency said they didn't have the authority to do, and this was a way, a workaround to make sure that those background checks happened after children were still placed in the home. So I think that is a major part of this that should not get lost in this conversation, because that arguably would hopefully prevent these children from being placed at the same place, same addresses as registered sex offenders. I mean, I think that is one of the craziest things that we learned from that audit.
Now, that was absurd. So again, I haven't read the entire bill. Maybe you can shed some light on this. So let's say you use the Acme company, and they have obviously hired somebody to be a custodian and or guardian to a foster care child, and that person has passed a criminal background check, but that person leaves and the next person comes in. What guarantee do we have that that person has passed? Does it require every single employee of the Acme company to pass criminal background checks?
So it's just for the guardianship assistant. So if someone gets, if a child gets placed in a home setting, that's where that funding comes
okay.
in. So if every year you want to continue to get that assistance, which is a big part of how this program really operates, every single person in that home will have to submit to a background check.
And, but there's,
you know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was saying, but there's no more hotels. That's over.
Correct. And there are no more hotels. And that language was actually pulled out of Delegate Griffith's bill and put into the Speaker's bill for unlicensed settings and the pediatric hospital overstays. Now, Delegate Griffith was added as a co-sponsor to the Speaker's bill, so he's still involved in that. But that codifies the policy change from DHS to prohibit hotel placements, homeless shelter placements, and making sure that these kids are not staying in the local social services department buildings overnight, which also was happening.
Anything in this bill that would address the problem of the hospital overstays for foster children?
That is still an ongoing issue. You know, the work group kind of came out and offered some suggestions. The pediatric hospital overstays is an ongoing problem. I think that this is an issue that would not have gotten solved this year, but I think that the Speaker has made it a priority. It was a priority for her before she became Speaker, and so now that she is, that it's elevated it. It's an ongoing issue. Is it solved this session? No, and I think that is something that we'll continue to follow, because now that the hotel issue is kind of put a bow on that problem, you know, the pediatric hospital overstays is another major issue, and we've seen kids stay in hospitals for no other reason other than just needing another place to go for months at a time. I mean, I don't know if, you know, no one really wants to be in the hospital, and especially if you don't really have to be there. So as for a child, too, I can't imagine that that is, you know, an incredibly enjoyable experience, let alone a place where they can grow, learn, and thrive.
Very good. Tonight, 5:30, it is time for In Depth with Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45. Mackenzie, thanks again. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Have a great weekend. That's Mackenzie Frost. It is time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, and, well, this is an incredible story. A homeless man named Arnett Johnson became an unexpected hero after rescuing a missing six-year-old boy. He was found wandering alone in Miami at night. The man noticed something was wrong, so he stayed with the child and called police instead of walking away. Here's Arnett and a Miami officer talking about what happened.
I looked around for the parent, but I looked and I don't see nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what is this kid doing out here 7 nights?
This was a good Samaritan that was sleeping in the streets and called us and gave us that information. You know, kudos to him. We don't know what could have happened to this child if he would have remained out in the street.
Anybody would have done the same thing I did, you know?
To make matters worse, thank God the six-year-old boy is fine, but the mother, the alleged mother, I mean, this is just by the biological unit that gave him birth, Annie Rivera, is now facing a child neglect charge for allegedly dropping her son off on the street. Guess she was tired of taking care of him or something. I don't know. All right, but the good news is he's doing fine. And our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade your home, the wait is over. Town Appliance in Owings Mills is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Black Friday savings in the middle of spring. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in and let Mayor and Mayor find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget with flexible financing. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com today for hours and more information.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day 53, time once again for Titanic Johnson. And he's got the latest on traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking for a lifeboat.
Yes. It's a pretty big one, too.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You might need two.
What a pal. What a pal. My man. The Beltway West Side Interloop above Security Boulevard, broken down vehicle. Saw the guy looked like he was changing a tire, sitting there, police car behind it. No shoulder available. Interloop north of Security Boulevard, backups all the way back through Frederick Road. The outer loop has been looking at something just beyond the camera range down towards Liberty Road. They may be looking at that situation on the interloop above Security Boulevard. That's still backed up through 795 going down through Liberty Road and down through I-70. And then on the Rosedale side of the Beltway, the wreck is on the interloop right at the split where you go down the Beltway towards Back River Bridge or you take the ramp to Route 702. They have the vehicles pretty much off the roadway now, but we are backed up through Philadelphia Road on the interloop coming through there. Finally, all that backup northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel is gone. We still have the leftover heavy traffic moving south at both the tunnels, but with the lanes clear, just the heavy traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy today. Low 90s. Scattered showers possible late tonight. Upper 60s for the low. It's 72 right now. Cloudy in Glen Burnie and 72 in Middle River. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing A-OK. Lots to talk about. Lots to cover here today.
I know. It looks like the blockade is working.
It is.
There are a lot of Democrats.
10-0. We stopped or interdicted 10. And the thing people don't realize about the blockade, they think if they slip by the first wave, because we don't actually have aircraft carriers in the Strait, we would never put our major ships at peril. But we have the technology that can trace them all over international waters. So once we get their little code or signal they sent out, that we can follow them all the way to the end port if we have to.
Yeah. So does this mean the end is near, do you think?
I think so. I think Iran has to come to the realization that we either surrender and get rid of our enriched uranium and go on to rebuild and live another day, or they're just going to be economically strangulated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the currency is going to collapse. The economy is going to collapse. Yeah.
There's a lot going on. You're right. There's a lot going on. We'll get to that the first part of the show here. Also, we've got Tory Snow at 10 o'clock, his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And the big question of the day today, Sean, because this was a conversation in Harford County, do you support data centers in Maryland? They do make a lot of money. They generate revenue.
I don't have a problem with data centers if they pay for their electric demand.
Yeah, because the grid will be.
Yeah, because I mean, after all, look, I don't think we need as much. I'd like to see less data being stored on the American people.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is, you know, that's the reason why we have the explosion of data centers. I think there's a space for some data, but this constant collection of our private data, which we think is private, once you sign off on Facebook or anything else, it's gone, as we know.
Yeah.
I think we need to discourage that. But, yeah, I mean, if they're going to pay for their own electrical needs, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. And, of course, we now learn from a new report that a fire in 2023 that took the lives of two firefighters was, in fact, preventable. So we're going to go through that report as well.
Yeah, 300-page report
that
took nearly 3 years to complete.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Pretty disgusting when you get to it. We don't equip our... And I'm not sure anything would have saved those firefighters, but we at least should try.
Yeah. Well, the same thing with Stricker Street Fire.
And, right. I mean, but you know, remember, the Firefighters Union endorsed
the mayor. I still give him a hard time. I give Josh a hard time on that one. And I will never understand it. They kept telling me that Sheila was worse. So, I just got to...
No, I don't think there were many good options.
There weren't a lot of good options, Mayor Brandon Scott, I think, is probably the worst.
Kim Klysak Live coming up next. So you got to listen to this New Jersey Assemblywoman. Her name is Dawn Fantasia. She's a Republican. She's in a, much like here in Maryland, in a almost a supermajority Democrat-dominated assembly that they've lost all logical... conclusion. Actually, it's the ideology she's fighting, but she's trying to appeal this against this hostility towards ICE and all the anti-immigration bills. She is a New Jersey Assemblywoman, Kristen. It might be a Dawn. It's a Dawn Fantasia. The D. Here's what she had to say about her fellow lawmakers in Jersey.
For the love of God and all that is good, can you differentiate between the fact that we don't make laws that control the federal government? My God, what are we doing here? I'm not a lawyer. I was an English teacher, and I comprehend that. My fifth grade middle school English students would understand it. I am coming to you not from a point of ideology, because I know in the minority party, we already lost that argument. You guys are way, way out in the ether with that. I'm not even hoping to win the ideology. I'm hoping to win the logical argument to say, why do we keep passing laws that are going to end up in court, we lose, and the taxpayer gets shafted over and over and over? You cannot vote yes for a law that controls local, county, state, and federal. No! Federal's got to come off for this to count. But the only reason why you're passing it is to affect federal agents. Hello? Lights on. No one's home. I'm not an attorney. I need a freaking honorary degree after going through this for 4 hours yesterday saying what don't a room full of lawyers understand.
And she's right. Makes a lot of sense. But there's a lot of lack of that in New Jersey area in Maryland. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. And Vinny guarantees the sale of your home once you agree on asking price, time frame. You sign the contract and the dotted line. Your home is sold. That's the guarantee. He can make that guarantee. He's got 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today. And that's how it happens, folks. It's very simple. Your home does not languish on the market for weeks and months. It's going to sell usually within a day or two. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call, 410-709-7515, or log online, vinnysteele.com. And once you sign the dotted line, if your home doesn't sell, he'll buy it from you and pay you market price. We'll see you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.